For more information, consult your local civil defense office.
Hi, people. April 28th, man. Month of April is done. This is the last show of April. Holy shit, man. Alright, well, hey everybody, good evening. This is the Madhouse Radio Show, where I am Carlito, and Milkman here is him also.
Everybody, alright, it's so good to hear your melodious tones, my brother. How's things going, man? I know you got some great tricks up your sleeve for us in store tonight.
Hey, I do have tricks up my sleeve. Thank you. Good point. Hope you're doing well. It's good to hear you too, Milkman. And welcome. And welcome, good sir. Well, everybody, what we do here usually is a entertainment kind of thing where we do prank calls and try to have a good time, you know, enjoy ourselves. We aim to please. And I'll be I'll be taking your requests here tonight. You get a chance to send those in. If you have any of those, you can do so by visiting madhouselive.com and sending me a request a prank right there. You can do it right there, guys. You can also send those requests in the chat room over at madhouselive.com. Go to the chat sections, pretty easy to find. Click on chat on the main page. You can join me and many of your fellow Madhouse fans are listening live right now to the show, enjoying and having a good time. They're all enjoying and behaving and having a good time tonight, Milkman. Even Prank Master, what did you say? What did you bring him up? What are you always so into him for?
He's in the chat, man.
Yay, Prank Master!
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, it's so true, man.
That's awesome. Well, let's get right to it. Big Lonesome Loser, who is a longtime contributor to the show and a good friend of ours, my personal friend. And he happens to make good lasagna also, I understand. Makes a good lasagna and a good meat sauce. He's sending in lots of numbers here, and we're going to be getting to those throughout the night. Here's the first prank of the night. Get it out of the way. Here's the first prank, man. Nice and early. Yeah. I like you, Milkman.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, don't pay attention to what he said. Thanks, Milkman. You had to say that right when she picked up, right? And she hung up when she heard you say hey like that. Yay, Milkman. Remember the first call up. Tonight. Yay.
See, she didn't pick up, man. I didn't even hear it close, man.
Jerk off. All right. Where's he? Well, here's Beauty Hair Salon in Thailand. That's called Beauty Hair Salon. You know, they do it's okay. They do Dominican style beauty salon stuff. Dominican style. Hey, honey, baby, how are you?
Alena.
Hi. You speak English, honey, baby? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Honey Baby? How are you?
No, English.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. No, I speak English.
Who speaks English? Anyone speak English there? Anybody? No one speaks English there? Fucking shit. Stupid asshole.
Oh, my. Lost connection.
Hey, why you hang up? Hmm? Don't hang up. No one speak English there?
Yes.
Yes, no one? Or you, no, yes,
no
someone?
No, speak English.
Oh, what do you speak? Thai? Mangway? Huh? Mangway, huh?
I
hear. You know, I hear. I get... I want some I hear, you know? I hear. Well?
Oh, no, it's a bit English.
I hear. Do you know what I hear is? Come on. It's supposed to be a word that means cunt, the C word, milkman, but she doesn't want to respond to it. Why? Bitch woman.
Oh, my. She might be attracting bears right now. You know, some honey bears. Hey, I got to report the video feed's not up.
What do you mean it's not up? Oh, I didn't hit start.
Somebody sent the message that the video feed is still showing Meepin, man. We got to reconnect to the proper feed.
Oh, I forgot to hit start on the video. Oh, shit. Well, now the video's here. Sorry, I forgot to start on the video, but here we are. Madhouse Radio on the video. Yay. And I'm your host, Mr. Penis.
Oh,
here's the next
welcome.
Call. Anderson Salon. They got to speak English there, right? Anderson Salon in Bangkok.
Oh, my.
It's called Anderson.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? You speak English, monkey?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. How are you doing, honey baby?
I'm sorry?
How are you doing, honey baby?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. And what? How do you do the hair removal there? Do you have any hair removal service?
Hair removal?
Yeah.
No.
So, what do you do exactly? You do nails?
You mean like waxing?
Whatever. Well, how do you take hair off there? Do you just do the head hair? Hair on the head?
Yeah, normally. You might want to call a place called Hansi.
Oh, yeah? Do they shave the balls and the eye here and all that?
I think they do waxing.
What is I hear? What's that? I hear. What's that?
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of an I hear?
No.
I hear, no? Oh, how do you say down what the girl has down there? You know? How do you say that?
I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
You know the vagina? You know what a vagina is? Do you have that in Thailand?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you say How do you say that in Thai?
In Thai?
Yeah.
Why would you want to say that?
Well, because I'm going around the street, I'm going to ask women for things, you know, and that's one of the things I'm looking for.
So you're calling random people asking these questions?
Well, no, I wanted to come in to get my hair cut, but while I have you on the line, I thought I'd ask you how you say vagina and tie so I can go out to older
it's
women.
It's not very appropriate, is it, manner-wise? I mean, generally, why you shouldn't be asking a person you've never met.
Yeah, but...
those kinds of questions, don't you think it's rude?
How do you say love? What if I ask a woman for love?
I'm not just going to hang up, okay?
No, don't. Come on, stupid.
Hey, I sent you a number in the Sky Chat, man, that was just sent in.
It probably sucks, but thank you. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'll get to it. What is it? She won't answer again, milkman. She was incredulous that I would ask such a question, and why would I need to know? how to say that thing down there, you know? That amazing thing girls have down there.
I had a feeling she was getting a little bit shy there.
She spoke really good English. She had good diction, you know?
Well, she did quite well as well. Mm-hmm.
Good diction. All right.
Mm-hmm. I bet she could get some, yeah.
These are numbers in Thailand I'm calling on behalf of Lonesome Loser, our good friend who sent those in. Be sure to send in your request to Prank Machines yourself. Big Ken is a big fan of Request a Prank. If you don't know how to use it because you're stupid, you can ask him. He can tell you how. He knows how. Right?
The numbers hit, man. Yes, the numbers hit, man. How you go, baby?
All right. Anyway, what are you picking up a customer tonight there, big fella?
Oh, yeah, I got to run over somebody here a little bit later. Yeah, here,
run over someone.
Yeah, about 15 minutes or so, I'll have to go mobile.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here's a female woman machine looking for a roommate to share one-bedroom machine apartment. Oh, fuck yeah. Sounds like a good time. This one's from Big Ken that I was talking about.
Oh, an apartment share.
Big Ken having fun on the air on Friday, right? Wasn't he on Friday? I heard some of that show Friday.
Big Ken has like been on the air probably more than anybody lately, dude. Yeah. He's been getting down.
Ken just got to start doing
pretty funny voter calls too, man. I don't know what the hell they did. They got some kind of, I don't know, Tapatio and one of them got some kind of effect together. It felt pretty good, man, actually. Yeah. They got it tweaked around pretty good. They was using that shit as fire and shit.
Yeah, Tapatio was doing the science thing, and science. He was working on it. He doesn't do it as good as Brad does it yet, but he's getting there. Whatever voice it was that Tapatio was doing sounded really weird. He kept talking.
Yeah, yeah. He's using some audio effect with, like, a hardware setup. It sounds pretty good, man. It was good. It sounded good, man. Yeah. It was workable. And it's real time, so that's what makes it fun.
He sounded like the freaking, you know, monster truck commercial guy. He was like, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah. That's what he sounded like. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand Jose did something on Thursday. I know Brent Westwood last night. Dirty Aaron was on doing a show last night.
Yeah. We heard from everybody this week, man.
Yeah. I cracked my ass up because on the last Dirty Aaron show, I finally got to hear it on last Monday. I listened to it last week's show, and I don't know. Did you hear some weird ass frickin'? They called some guy and...
I heard it, I'm pretty sure.
They were, they recalled some guy about some bunk beds, okay? And Aaron's fucking with the guy, and Laugh Track Matt's fucking with the guy, and Cobra's fucking with the guy, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes, he just made this weird, it sounded like a mongoloid kid crying. Like, it sounded like it was so weird. It was like, and they hung up, they called him back, and he started doing it like immediately. I was like,
I heard that. It was weird. Yeah, it was like recorded on there. And then they even called it one more time like the next day or something later. It was like recorded.
He was so, that guy was weird, man. I just...
What?
He's like, ooh, I don't know what the fuck.
I was like, ooh.
And it was mechanical or recording or if the guy was just fucking retarded.
I don't know. I think somebody just like reprogrammed her voicemail, like a greeting message all of a sudden. It was like they were like tackling somebody and all of a sudden that happened.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yeah, there you go. So Ice Goose really holding it down too. Ice Goose asked me, was it Ice? Yeah. No, Giad is asking for
a
copy of
funny,
that.
Dude.
He's asking for a copy of that April 21st, Friday night's. Friday night.
Hey, okay, we're going to talk about that. Now, the only way this is going to happen, dude, is you're going to have to just file transfer directly with me because my connection sucks so bad. I have tried to reload this to Dropbox now, so ever since you said, and every night it comes back, flash error, all night.
Flash error.
I don't know. We're just going to have to do a direct file transfer. One of those shows they had, whatever they were doing, the encoder they were using was like coming and going. So one of those shows, it, only part of it came back. It didn't all come back. But everything I got, I saved, man. So I'll just give it all to you, and you guys can figure it out.
All right. Sounds good. We'll try that, Milkman. We'll try try something. We'll try a direct transfer on Skype, okay. Maybe, you know.
That's the only way it's going to work for me, man, because they're like, one of them's 54 megs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 154 megs, yeah.
One of them was 54 megs, 54. And it takes forever on Dropbox. I don't know why it's so slow, but 54 megs is just, like, crawling.
I don't know. How's your bandwidth, you know?
The Dropbox.
You're on that phone.
Well, I 54 megs shouldn't take all night and then have a flash error, should it?
No, should not.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? You speak English? What? Milkman, try to reboot your modem. Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, you speak English, honey baby?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Hey, how do you say vagina in Thai?
Mm-hmm.
No, do you know what a vagina is? Do you know what that is? Vagina?
No.
You don't know what vagina is?
Yes.
You do know what yes, you know vagina?
I don't know what vagina and what you want to talk to someone, yeah, right?
A girl's private parts, you know what that is?
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, thank you for waiting.
Yeah, I was asking if she knows, if you guys could let me know how to say vagina in Thai.
I apologize, but we seem a little confused. How can I help you again? Sorry?
Do you know what a vagina is? Do you know what that is?
Oh, it's a female sex organ, sir.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and how do you say that word in Thai?
Hold a second.
Okay.
He is asking the word for vagina. Vagina, female sex organ. How do you say that in Thai? Vagina for female organ where baby comes out. No treatment. Just the word. Yeah. Vagina in Thai. Yeah, how do you say vagina in Thai?
Show her your vagina. Maybe she'll see. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, can you... Did they understand you?
Yeah, sure. They told me the word is gym.
Gym?
Gym. Apparently, it's J-I-M.
Like gym?
That's the name.
Gym.
Yes.
Like the... Oh, where are you a Westerner? What are you doing there? What's your problem?
Sorry? Why?
What, are you like a tourist or something? Like, how did you get on here and you have such good diction?
I don't know. I'm working in the hotel.
Oh, you have good English.
That's a tourist. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I was just gonna ask around women about gym then.
Okay.
About their vaginas, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you from the hotel, by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
No. May I have your name?
Oh, my name is Cross.
Cross. Yeah. Are you a hotel guest?
Well, yeah. I was gonna be staying there, and then I wanted to, you know, bring a prostitute to the room, so I wanted to know what to ask for, you know.
Oh, I see. I think you have to refer to the front office because I'm not sure if you will be allowed to bring something like that.
Oh, do they?
Totally, I'm not sure.
Oh, so the front office can send maybe a prostitute.
Uh huh.
They'll send a prostitute for me. Are you the prostitute or what are you doing?
No, I'm not sure. I'm working in a hotel.
Oh, what do you do? You don't do prostitution?
No, sir, no. Totally not.
Oh, would you be interested, maybe, or?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
No? Oh, are
is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, are you a pretty girl?
Sir, I'm already married.
I know, me too, but I'm on business, and you're working, so it's okay.
No, thank you, sir. But I will not be allowed to further with this conversation.
What about just...
Unless you have anything of anything from the spa or the hotel, then...
Will you just wash me? Just wash me?
What?
Shit. He goes... Jim.
That's hilarious. It's Jin. Jin. Where is Jin? Speaking of Jin, where is he?
I talked to Jim Wednesday, I think. Jim. I talked to Jin Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he's doing good.
Jin is about dying in his tie. That's right, man. Somebody else caught that, too.
No, he said Jim with an M, like the name she said. No fan. Did you listen?
Yeah, he said Jin.
All right, whatever. Let's call that lady back.
Anyway.
I'm going to call the lady who didn't want to share the info with me. How did this girl, this lady, I asked her, do you know what a vagina is? Like, she didn't even stutter. She's like, yeah, it's a female sex organ. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, I was listening in the headphones. You could hear the whole thing, man. I was muted and heard like, she wants to know the word sexual organ for a woman. Vagina. Vagina. How you say it yourself?
She didn't even skip a beat. She's just like, oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, she won't answer. Maybe I can at least leave her voice, at least leave her voicemail, you know? Let's see if she has voicemail. Fuck. And it goes beeps and then fast beeps, Milkman. That means it didn't work. Big UFC fight last night. John Bones Jones won in the first round. Beat the shit out of that Sonnen guy. Sonnen sucks. They finally got to fight each other, and I understand.
Salmon?
Yeah, Salmon got his ass kicked. Yeah, he couldn't swim upstream, and John Jones kicked him in the face and the nuts and the penis and the gym. All right, let's see what else we got here. Crazy Fucker says I'm a sick puppy.
You know what Grandpa always said, right?
Crazy Fucker says I'm a sick puppy with mental problems. Interesting. What's that, Milkman? What'd you say?
I said, you know what Grandpa always said, don't you?
I'm having a heart attack.
No, he said he'll feel better when it quits hurting, son.
Okay, thanks. Very weird. Very weird, very creepy, Milkman. Thank you.
That's wisdom of the ages for you, man. That's passed down from generations of generations upon generations of wisdom.
Generations of Milkman family, men.
Ancient tradition there.
Here's the next spa. We gotta find a good spa in Thailand. A place that'll give us gym. GM.
Your prepayment balance is insufficient.
Jet?
Please make a payment. Your prepayment balance is insufficient. Please make a,
payment of what?
Oh.
Love. Working now, same number.
Good morning, how may I help you?
Good morning there. Is this Lady Boy?
Sir?
Yes, is this the spa in Thailand that I'm going to?
Just a moment.
Fuck. Hello? Vagina.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Hi, say hello. Say hello to me. Hi. Fuck me, man. Echo. I'm going to move for some fried chicken, man. Fried chicken.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Do you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What do you need, sir? Oh. How may I help you?
Well, I was wondering, what in Thai, what is the word for the penis?
Sorry, this is a spa.
All right, well.
You need to call to the information center.
No, GM. You know GM?
Who?
GM.
No, I don't know her.
You know her, GM?
No.
No? Oh, do you know vagina then? No. He sounds like a lady boy, doesn't he?
That's Stewart in there. I think that's a look they're not quite yet.
Good morning, spa. How may I help you?
Yeah, is it because you're a lady boy? You don't understand what's wrong?
If you will do the spa or whatever, I can entertain you. But you're talking about rude things, which I don't understand.
Well, how you will entertain me if I go there? Are you a boy or a girl? Can you answer that first? I need to know. Please.
It's none of your business.
You don't even know yourself? You're not sure? What's happening? What's the matter?
I know myself, but it's not for you to inform.
So you're a man?
Who cares?
I do.
You cares?
Yeah, I cares.
So shut up, okay?
Hey,
bye.
Wow, dude.
Oh, bye. Oh, bye, Lenny.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hello? It was good to tell him. I was going to tell him about the King of Thailand having a GM, but no answer there. You know what I mean? All right, here's that guy was funny. He's like the Bill Bollocks of Thailand. Beautiful. The Bill Bollocks of Thailand.
It is.
Jeez. Why do you care? All right, here's a Rima. And I don't know if that's a person that we're calling or a business, but let's do it, Milkman. Yay!
You, is that the one I sent you or somebody sent me?
Hey, Bonisafa, take me by the hand. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a GM there?
GMT Holiday.
GM.
Yes.
Do you have a GM?
No.
No? Do you have a penis?
Yes.
You have penis?
Now, today Tea Holiday.
Do you have penis or vagina?
Yes.
Yeah. What about the King of Thailand? Is he a stupid?
Hmm?
The King of Thailand, he's a stupid, right? Don't you think?
No.
Oh, come on. And you take your pants off, and the King of Thailand comes in, and he says, no, I don't like that. You're a girl. I want a boy. You know?
No.
Yes, come on. You and me. You and me together forever.
No.
Yeah, come on. Let's get married. Come on. And let's have babies.
No.
Yes, stupid. Then I'll abuse you. I'll punch you in the gut. You know, I'll be mean to you in front of my friends. And I'll say, hey, Slanai, go get me some rice and beans, you bitch. That's what I'll say to you. And I'll say, go get me another beer. And I'll throw the empty beer bottle at you. And I'll tell you to get me another beer. You know, Poochie?
What?
Poochie.
Hmm?
Poochie?
Poochie?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is this...
Mister.
Hey, how are you? Is this a different person or same person?
What do you want?
The King of Thailand?
Now,
he's handsome.
King Thailand. Hmm?
The King of Thailand is handsome. He's a good-looking man.
Mister, now massage.
Yeah, can I give
massage? Yes.
Yeah, you give dirty massage?
What do you want?
Do you give happy ending massage?
Hmm?
Do you give happy ending massage?
Leg massage?
Yeah, a leg massage.
Yes.
There you go,
yes,
yeah.
Do you give
penis massage?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you give ass massage?
Head massage?
On the ass. Ass.
Head.
Ass.
I don't understand.
Do you know what an ass is? Is there someone else who speaks English there?
Oh, this woman, please.
Okay, honey. Yeah, how you speak English or no?
A little. Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you know how you massage the asshole? You know that?
What?
The asshole?
Massage?
You know what asshole is?
No.
Do you know the ass?
Uh-huh.
You know what an ass is or no? Don't say uh-huh if you don't know. Damn it.
No, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. What about, what, GN? You know GN?
How do you spell it?
J-I-M?
J-I-M.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh, what about vagina? Do you know vagina?
Vagina. The organ, right?
Yeah, the sexual organ.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We don't have that, massage.
Oh, but do the girls show, you know, show the vagina?
We have only the body massage, foot massage.
What about the penis massage?
No sexual massage.
Oh, come on. What about, can we just kissing?
Sorry, we only have the normal massage.
I want no sexual organ massage then.
No.
No? What if I bring in a piano, like an organ? Can we massage, do a body massage on top of the organ? Fuck.
You see the water, I think.
They sure say that. They keep saying organ. Oh, yeah, I know the organ. I know the organ.
I'm glad I got a dictionary. They probably got a dictionary, and that's the first thing that comes up, you know?
Comes up really fast. Jeez.
Yeah.
It comes right up every time, because the two times they just rattle
I wonder
right
what
up.
They'd say if you said pussy, man. Did you say catch it or not? Man.
Whenever I say, yeah, I say vagina. Oh, yeah, the sexual organ of the woman. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, you're pretty smart there,
that's
little lady.
Polka melody, huh?
Polka melody, right.
I can just see you on the old squeeze box.
All right.
Off around like the monkey on my rascal scooter.
Yeah, man. Milkman, I like to stuff you inside a piano. Yeah. Just throw you.
That's after you take a poop in it, right?
Yeah. I'll just stuff you inside. Okay. Close the door real hard so you hit yourself. It'd be good.
Shit. That'll make my fingers feel good.
I'll take your guitar and hit you over the head with it, too.
Oh, shit. Now you are going to savage.
Hello, Mariwa Ka.
Yeah, hey, massage spa?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a defecation rule there? Is there, if I have to use a bathroom?
You mean, pardon?
On the toilet, you know?
You mean bathroom, right?
Yeah, do you have toilet?
Yes.
Okay, and can I use the toilet over
that's
there?
That's only toilet, right?
Well, I want to use massage while I'm using the toilet.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to sit on the toilet, and then the girl comes and massages me.
071.
Huh? What?
Just for main piece. Hello,
hi, aloha.
Yes?
Yeah, I wanted to sit on the toilet and use the toilet while the massage is happening.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Do you have a toilet or a hole on the floor?
You like to finish massage and take a shower, right? Or
no, and take a shit, you know? You don't want to sit down on the toilet and, you know what it is when you sit down on the toilet?
No.
Do you know when you push out the shit out of your asshole?
I don't understand what you mean.
You know what caca is? You know poopy caca? Caca leaky? Hello?
Hello, yes?
Yeah, do you know what feces are? Do you know what that is?
And you want to use the toilet before massage, right? Or
no, while in the middle, during the massage.
No, we don't have.
You know, make zucchara? You know what that is? Zucchara?
Excuse me, sorry, I not understand.
Do you know what zucara is? You know what that is? Sukara?
Sukara, okay. Sukara. No, I don't know.
What is it called when you sit on the toilet and you push out? What is that called?
Excuse me, sorry, what you want to do in the toilet? You have to come for massage and then go to toilet or...
No, at the same time.
No, we don't have, sorry.
Okay.
We have just massage.
Will the woman watch me while I'm on the toilet?
We have only massage.
You have toilet though, right?
We have toilet and we have just massage.
And what's the toilet for?
What you want, I don't not understand.
If I'm going to use the toilet, I want the woman to give me a massage while I'm on the toilet.
No, we don't have.
Okay, alright, so just massage?
Yes.
Okay, and what if I use the bathroom during the massage on the table?
No, we don't have.
Okay, well, when do you use the toilet? When do you use it?
Excuse me, sorry, I don't know what you want, sorry.
Did you use the toilet today?
Hello.
She's like a cuckoo, I think.
She's telling on me. He said he's going to take a shit while we massage him. Fuck that.
Massage your cuckoo.
Hello, buddy,
hey, how are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry that I said that about toilet. No toilet, okay?
Yeah, we have just only massage. If you want, after massage, you want to go for, take a bath after massage, we can prepare for you. And the bathroom, the restroom bathroom we have.
Okay. But not at the same time?
What the same time?
Yeah, toilet and massage at the same time?
No,
no,
we don't have. Just only massage on the bed. After massage, you want to take a bath on the left room, you can use. But after that, if you don't want take a shower or left room,
mm-hmm.
that means finish.
Okay, can I fart and shit and piss on the bed?
Pardon?
Can I take a shit on the bed?
Cannot.
You know, can I use the bathroom on the bed? Go to bathroom on the bed?
Bathroom on the bed. I don't understand.
Okay.
We don't have. Sorry.
I'm gonna take off my clothes, right? Take off my clothing?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna clean my bowels, you know? I'm gonna clean and take a shit on the bed.
No. I'm so sorry. I don't understand.
I don't, you know, I wish, honey, that I knew how to say to take a shit. You don't know what it is? All right, here.
I don't know, really. Sorry.
Listen,
maybe
wait.
I'm stupid. I don't know.
Maybe
yeah.
the king of
that's
Thailand.
That's only massage on the bed. Massage, we have the new hygiene underwear for you for massage.
Uh-huh.
After that, finish. If you want to take a shower or use the restroom, you can use it.
Yeah, but
after that, that means finish.
But I want to use the restroom on the bed. Do you understand yet?
I don't understand. I say sorry to you. I'm really apologize. I don't understand your meaning. I don't understand.
What about Japai Hongnam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean during the massage, you want to go to the restroom, right? Inside the bedroom, we have the room, have the restroom inside. You can take a shower or something else inside the massage room. We have bathroom
I want to do the bathroom business on the bed while the woman is massaging and then right there.
We don't have.
Listen,
sorry.
The woman massaging and I go.
No.
Yeah.
Cannot. Yeah.
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 I
cannot.
Do that. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And then
now we are full of booking.
And then
I'm so sorry.
Eat it, and then you eat it. You know. You know how to eat
thank
it.
Thank you for your calling.
Sorry, hey,
we don't understand.
Wait, honey.
Yeah.
The king of Thailand. You know the king of Thailand. He's stupid. The king of Thailand is stupid. Oh.
Oh, I'm dying, man.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid. I don't understand.
Yes, dude.
The king of Thailand is an asshole.
Oh, goodness. You heard that, man. Shit, the bad Fred. Sorry, your name's Fred.
Okay. Maybe I need to come
I think she finally got it when you went up sound.
She fully understood.
Oh, no. Oh, no. She fucked me on that back.
All right. Let's pick up a new premise here. Here is a bedroom set and dinner table for $500. Hank has a nice bedroom set, a little wear and tear, but nothing major. Dinner table, not really been used, about to move, so that's why I'm selling it. I'm going to keep the mattresses for the bed. Really good. But call Hank or text anytime. All right. 500 OBO.
OBO. Hello?
Yeah, is this Big Hank?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, so you have this table and a bed set, right?
That's correct.
But you're not giving away the mattress? The mattress is private?
Yeah, I'm going to keep my mattresses.
Oh, are you going to sleep on the mattress on the floor?
No, I have them getting another bedroom set.
Oh, all right. So can you sell them to get, did they have to be together, or can I buy the just the table?
I really didn't want to do it several, but I do just table.
All right, because that's all I need, all right, Hank? And don't give me a hard time. All right, so I'm going to shoot you a figure here for $380 for that table.
Okay.
All right, and can I go see the table? And is it in your house right now, or is it packed up, or where is it?
It's in my house.
All right, and I can come by and take a look. You can show it to me?
Yeah.
All right, and then can I, like, pick you up and throw you on top of the table? And kiss you all, kiss you all over your body.
Yeah,
and, you know, and touch your hair everywhere, all your wherever you have hair. Yeah, and you want to touch your bathing suit area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like that idea?
Yeah. So what the fuck do you want?
I want to.
Do you want a better table than that?
Well, since you don't have the bed, no mattress, and I'm gonna have to fuck you on the table, you know. Would that be all right? What? Hey, are you stupid? Why are you not talking?
Hey, playing on the phone. Yeah. Hey, what you saying now?
That I was going to throw you on the table and kiss you all over your body.
What?
I wanted to throw him on the... Oh, is there a girl there? Are you down? Maybe I could throw you on the table.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. I want, huh?
I'm going to need for you to get a life and make God be with you.
No, there's no God. There's no God. There's no God.
Oh, my. That guy was down for a few minutes, man.
He sounded like, I thought it was Ken. Sounded like
on
Ken.
The down low, I did.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you just want to do this on the down low, me and you, and she doesn't have to know?
Because it's not an easy, stupid.
No, if you want to, you know.
That is for my 702-757-1218.
Just do it on the download. Come on.
That's what I'm going to do.
What?
All right, thank you.
What are you talking about? he's got my number. Watch out, Milkman. He's going to come.
Oh, shit.
Call me.
Oh, no.
That's Big Hank and his in his kissing
that's
table.
A terrifying development.
Hank and his kissing table. Okay. All right. Let me find another number here then. Big Alicia, I have a treeing walker coon hound. 19 months old, will run and tree own coon by himself. Okay.
Ramen tree?
You know, like a coon hound? Sir Jacket's Hack Dam is River Bend. Roxy has a great mouth. What? Roxy has a great mouth. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Coonhound? You talking about Coonhound?
Coonhound, yeah, you know.
Probably the lark, man. Probably the you know, that's important to Coonhound.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
And red fern grows out where you bury him. Oh, that's so sad, man, when that dog dies.
But they always sniff each other's ass first.
Hey, you have a Coonhound?
Yeah, it's a walker.
Yeah, I wanted to... Will he chase black people? I wanted to maybe have him chase some black people around the neighborhood.
No.
Is he a racist dog?
No.
I train racist dogs, you know. I have a black guy named Buckwheat, and I pay him money to beat a dog all the time, and then the dog gets a feared anger at black people. You know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You think this dog would be good for that?
No.
No. Is the dog gun shy? Can I shoot guns around the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I say, you stupid fucking dog, and I'll shoot the gun in the air? I'll call him stupid, and I'll throw stuff at the dog. Yeah? Do you have a toilet? Can I use your toilet?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. I was calling about the Coonhound.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I wanted to come see him, but I need to see if I can use your toilet while I'm there.
Yeah, well, why don't you grow the fuck up?
Why don't you shut up? I want to go to the bathroom with the Coonhound and sit on the toilet and have him sit on my lap, and I'll pet him like
he's... Grow the fuck up, me fucking mature, goddamn.
I'm going to pet him like he's like my little chicken. Unbelievable. You're right, Edge.
Bubba there wasn't having no part of that chicken shit. That scared him, man.
Can you maybe I sit on you?
Dude, look, you probably don't know who you're talking to, but I'm with Hawkins County Sheriff's Department, so I can get you for phone harassment.
Oh, my God.
So stop calling and grow up.
Oh, my God.
Or I can get you for phone harassment.
Oh, my God. Here we go. I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm blocking my number. You have no idea what it is. I'm using a blocker, a phone block.
Yeah, okay. I need your number, dumbass. I can trace the call. I'm with the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, everyone's with the Sheriff's. What's your ID number with the Sheriff?
336.
Yeah, too bad it's a 5-digit number.
Not in Hawkins County, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because I'm friends with the sheriff. As a matter of fact, I play golf with him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, who's the sheriff?
Joe Ross.
Yeah, that's him.
He's the secret sheriff.
Oh,
he's,
is he?
He's the real sheriff, and yeah, he's in command in the background. The Illuminati placed him, and then the sheriff that, like, serves that got elected, he doesn't call the shots. I know the real sheriff. Yeah.
The real sheriff, Riley Lawson. You're a fucking dumbass. Like I said, call again. I'll get you for phone harassment.
I dare you. I don't like that guy, Milkman. He's threatening me.
Who's right along?
Dude, grow the fuck up. Seriously, goddamn.
Well, you're gonna get me traced now, or? God damn.
AT&T security.
Hey!
Yeah, would you like to talk to dispatch? Because I can get them on the phone right now.
You probably shouldn't do that now.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. Well, you probably shouldn't call back.
Can I call like one more time at least? Just one. Let me ask him if I can call again.
Oh, my.
No,
I think we can do something to him.
He just picked up and hung up. Asshole.
No, I was going to say, I think we can do something for Coon Dog now. That'll really get him going.
I saw a milkman. He was very high. All right. Is there anyone who can do a loan? I have a family and I'm unemployed. I wish to reinstate my CDL and get back to work. If anyone will, I will replay up to double. Big Jim wants a loan so he can... Oh, Jesus. All right. Why not? He's trying to get that CDL license, you know?
Oh, my. That's a lot of money right there.
Is it really? I don't know.
Yeah, they're expensive, dude.
Yeah, you make a lot of money.
$5,000
every year? Fuck. Well, that's four. That's four. Every whenever you go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Come on, man. I want to give you a loan, man. Come on, man.
Hello.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Who is
this? Oh, this is Cross. I see here someone, Jim there, was calling or asking about a loan, needed some money.
No, you got the wrong number, sir.
No, I'm looking for Jim. He wants us to reinstate his CDL. Oh, maybe you don't know about it.
Who?
Jim.
Hello?
Is this Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, you're looking for some money to reinstate your license?
I was, yeah.
You're not anymore? You don't want any money?
I do.
You said you were. Oh, okay, why doesn't she know about that? She doesn't know that you got money problems?
She would know that I'd ask for a little help.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, what do you like to do? What do you get into?
Well, my profession is driving a truck.
Yeah?
I know a lot about sheet metal fabrication and boilers.
All right. All right, I can come over and meet you, and maybe, you know, what we mean, you could have some time together, you know, and get to know each other a little better, and I can give you the money.
All right.
How much you need?
It's about 700.
All right, and then for 700, then maybe I can kiss you, you know, for a few minutes, and then I can watch you masturbate?
No.
What about your wife? Is she willing to...
You know? No, I'm not interested in anything like that.
Well, if your wife, you and your wife, if you guys will have sex with each other while I watch and I masturbate, I won't get involved. I'll just watch and masturbate you two, and I'll give you $1,000, and you don't have to pay it back. Ask her, she'll do it.
I don't know.
It's got to be now.
Give me a call back tomorrow.
It's got to be now. It's got to be now. I'm horny now. I'll give you $1,000 and no payback. It won't, not even a loan. I'll give you $1,000 and you make love to your wife and I'll watch. Ask her. Let me talk to her. I'm good with women. I can work it out.
Might do that.
What?
I might do that.
You might do that. You might. Well, ask her. It's gotta be tonight. It's gotta be tonight.
I can't do anything tonight.
Oh man. Why not?
I got kids. You know, I gotta get them up to school.
That's bold. Are they sleeping now? I'll come over tonight and I'll watch you two making love to each other. Beautiful love. How long you guys been married? How long you been married for? And he hung up. Dude, he's thinking about it. Look, man, you know, he's gonna pork his wife for me. I just lie awake. It's awesome. Holy shit. That was like that movie Indecent Proposal. Shit. Indecent Proposal. Why not, Milkman? I'd fuck my wife for $1,000. I could do it for that. Anyway. Poor dumb guy. Milkman, are you there? I think Milkman's with his customer. So, oh man, you gotta hear this guy. Alright. Dance classes. Personal coach who will work with you to improve your appearance, presentation, and confidence. This one comes from Lonesome Loser Machine.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? You're Mr. The big dancing guy?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, what kind of, do you teach salsa dancing?
What? I teach salsa. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Cross.
Cross?
Hector Cross. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. My name is Armando. I teach salsa and not just salsa. I teach all, you know, club Latin American dances, ballroom dances, ballroom.
Do you like to do passionate dancing and underwear passionate dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've liked to dance with my underwear on only and a pair of socks. All right.
Where do you live?
Oh, well, I'm going to be in the area here in about 12 hours. Stopped here at the gas station, and I went on my iPhone, and I was looking for a partner for tonight. So I don't know if you're free tonight, but maybe what we'll do is we'll get down in our underwear, and we'll look at each other.
Underwear?
Yeah, and we'll smell each other, and we'll
dance. No. I mean, I'm, you know, just a professional dancer, and, you know, I'm not interested about that.
Oh, but underwear dancing, you know?
No. I teach you underwear dancing, what is your goal?
Well, do you know when Tom Cruise was dancing in a t-shirt in his underwear, remember, in that movie?
Yeah.
That's what I want to learn how to do that, so.
Oh, okay. That's in a different conversation because, you know, I'm very serious about, you know, teaching dancing, so.
Yeah, so then we'll both get in our underwear and then we'll dance.
I'm not going, you know, to do that. So I can understand, you know, if you like, you know, some movies and, you know, if you like, you know, some platform movies and, you know, do choreography, you know, from there and dance, that's possible. But,
all right. I have this piano keyboard that goes on the floor, you know, and you play it with your feet.
Okay. And?
Well, you know, that was in that movie with Tom Cruise and he was in his underwear and he came out and he was playing the piano. In the mall, you know, and he got in his underwear and he was playing Great Balls of Fire on the piano with his
I understand. So, I mean, where do you live?
Well, I told you, I'm from Alaska and I'm doing a road trip.
Okay, good.
I got to dance. I got ants in my pants and I got to dance and I want to take off my t-shirt and everything and show you my underwear. We'll smell each other first, you know?
No. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not interested. So better for you, you know, to find another dancer.
Do you like that old time rock and roll?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. You know, goodbye.
I like the old time rock and roll. Whatever. I'm mixing a Tom Cruise movie and a Tom Hanks movie. Was it a Tom Hanks movie? What's the one with the piano on the floor in the mall? Was that Tom Cruise also? No. I know there are two different movies. I'm not stupid. I'm just... Was that Big? Yeah, it was Big. It was right. It was a Tom Hanks movie then. What was it? Remember there was like Big came out and then it was another shitty version of it with that kid from the fucking Wonder Years? That was like a Kmart version of Big where he became an adult. It wasn't as cool as Big. Vice versa. He just switched with his dad. And what's the Tom Cruise movie in the underwear? Is it Tom Cruise that came out and he was in his underwear? I know it's a different movie. I'm thinking it was Tom Cruise. I saw a movie today. I went to the movie theater. I saw Oblivion with Tom Cruise. That Tom Cruise can make a good movie, you know? Risky Business, says Mikey129. Gold star for Mikey129. He called that first. I don't know if it's right. Everyone else seems to be confirming it, so there you go. Alright. Let's continue here. That old time rock and roll. Is that the right song from Risky Business? That is a song, right? That movie was Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile with a cigar. Alright, here's an Indian restaurant. They're always fun. This one's in Adelaide, Australia. Australia, where they invented soccer.
Hello?
Hey, is this Indian food? Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
Can I make order?
Sorry, actually, we close every Monday now. Oh. Monday means we don't open.
Oh, when do you have banchud available?
Sorry?
When do you have banchud available?
Banchud? Actually, today we are closed.
Yeah, but when is banchud there available? When?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. Well, what you mean?
Mine teri ma ke teri ban ki chut. Mine chudunga autera bap. They call a yiga. Huh? I don't know. Nunu just started posting a whole long curse in Indian. I like that old time rock and roll. The fucking music rules my soul. And what I'm thinking about the days of old. I like that fucking rock and roll. Alright, let me catch up here to Lonesome, see where he's at. Coffee Society in Thailand. Alright. Coffee Society machine. That's a good one for the UK later. I'm calling from the Coffee Society. United Coffee Society.
Hello, Coffee Source, what do you have?
Is this Coffee Society?
Yes.
I'm calling from Coffee Machine.
Huh?
I'm calling from the Coffee Machine.
Coffee machine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
How big is your coffee machines?
This coffee society, yeah.
Machine.
Machine. Oh. Machine. Computer.
Yeah, computer machine.
Taiwan, one more.
Yeah, and what about vagina? Do you understand that, vagina?
Oh, I don't know, a little bit speaking English.
Do you know sexual organs?
I don't know.
Oh, you listen to Snoop Dogg back there? I hear sexual eruption, man. Sexual eruption. Hell yeah, man. I'm down with that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You smoke some drugs and you listen to Snoop Dogg, you know, and you drink some coffee?
Yes, coffee.
Yeah, and Snoop Dogg and drugs, marijuana. You smoke marijuana and drink coffee. McDonald's.
Good morning, Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about vagina. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about vagina.
Call and Mac, no, come here.
No, go there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What about GN? GN?
Oh, okay. What is your name?
My name is GN.
Huh?
GN?
GM?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I am GM. Whatever. Okay.
He seemed to like that one.
Where did you go, Milkman? You disappeared. Why didn't you talk?
Good morning, the Peninsula Chok speaking.
Hi, is this Banchud?
This is the Peninsula Bangkok Hotel, sir.
Okay, you know Peninsula sounds like penis.
Excuse me, sir?
You know what a penis is?
Penis?
Yeah.
Yes? How may I help you, sir?
Do you know the man's sexual organ? Is this Penis Bangkok? Is that who I'm calling?
No, this is the Peninsula Bangkok.
Okay, and are you a boy or a girl?
So what can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for...
Is it the Peninsula Bangkok? I think you got the wrong number.
I'm looking for Penis Bangkok Cafe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Peninsula. Okay, it's Peninsula?
Yeah, this is the hotel. Not the one that you're looking for.
Okay, so then can I go down there and I'll take my pants off?
Yeah, okay.
For you?
Depend on you.
You want to see my underwear?
No.
I want to show you my underwear. I have nice underwear on tonight. And he just plays music.
You can do while I'm holding the line, okay? All right?
What can I do?
You can do while I'm holding the line. You can listen to the music, okay?
For how long?
Yeah.
How long?
I'll put you on hold.
Why?
It depends on you, okay?
I don't want to pull. No, don't put me on hold. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You listen to music. What the fuck?
What an ass. Torturing you with the music.
What a dickhead.
Musical punishment.
What a fucking asshole that guy is. They hang up and call him back. What a dickhead. Oh, yeah, yeah. Uncle, you can listen to music while I put you on hold.
Good morning, the Finnish Raj folks speaking.
Oh, I didn't want to listen to music. I don't like that.
Oh, I see why you finished so fast.
Yeah, I don't
you, you hang up so fast.
I don't like music.
Oh,
no.
I think you finished so fast now.
No, I'm not. I take a long time. I'm going to go take my pants off and take off my shirt.
Once again, huh?
For you.
For you.
This guy's a little, he's a little twit, this guy. Holy shit.
He really enjoys that, man. It's like entertaining.
What an asshole. Yeah, hi. There's music playing on the phone.
That moment again, please.
Music.
Music.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Can you play music?
Okay.
Okay, do you have music there that you play? Shit. Okay.
See if you can get them both put on hold, you can get stereo.
That's what I was going to do. I wonder how long this guy's going to keep me on hold for.
I don't know, dude. He is really, really getting down. That's why I said call on the other line, man. See how many
morning,
you can load up.
Natural speaking.
Hey, well, why? What song is that? It's a good song. I like it.
I'm really busy. I'm sorry. I cannot talk to you right now. Okay.
Who are you talking to?
Goodbye.
Who are you talking to? Oh, man. They have nice music there, Milkman. I think they do.
Excellent quality, man. Very entertaining.
It's called back Gay Dancing Guy in Mississippi. That guy lives in Mississippi, the gay dancing guy. He's got to watch out. There's not a very gay-friendly city. Very state.
Oh, that's not the dog guy.
Yeah, the guy that we're going to dance in our underwear.
Hello, this is Armand. I'm not available right now. Please leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as possible. And remember, dance and be happy.
Yeah. Dance and be happy. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's not answering there now.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Thought I'd yell on the microphone to scare you all in case you weren't paying attention. This is Madhouse Radio. I am Carlito, the host. We are continuing with our show here, but I do have to step out and get a little bit of water and urinate. I gotta pee. I gotta excrete water, and then I'm gonna drink water, you know? It's the whole thing that I gotta do. Anyway, I gotta use the bathroom and get something to drink real quick because I'm thirsty. So then we'll play a prank call, man, you know? Here's a prank call from 2010. No, 2009, according to the computer machine. This one is called... This is Los Angeles. Great prank call. I'll be right back in about 4 or 5 minutes. I will be back with an empty bladder, a full cup, glass of ice water, and I might even get some chicken that's over there that's waiting for me. All right? I'll be right back. Bye.
It's live Thursday nights at 10 p.m.
No, it's not.
Won't you shut the hell up?
No, it's not. Madhouse Radio is most definitely not Thursday nights anymore. All those damn promos, Madhouse Thursday night. Can't even use them anymore. Oh, I am back from toilet. I'm back from using my male sexual organ in the toilet.
Oh, okay. Did you get your anal massage there?
Yeah. It's called See if Turkish Horse Answers.
Oh, okay. Mr. Onassis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Sure, how can I help you?
Yes, I would like the chicken dish. What's that one chicken dish? It's pretty popular. It's got like a yogurt sauce.
Chicken shish kebab?
Yes, that's the one. It's very good, I heard. My friend had it.
Okay.
Okay, and that's it. When can I come pick it up?
Chicken shish plate. It's going to be ready in 10 minutes.
All right, and will the owner put his male sexual organ on it? All right. Damn it. Well, maybe he'll call back now. The horse likes to call after he gets a prank. Lately, he's been doing that a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know, dude. I think you put him in heart failure there for a while, man. He's really not been calling back as much.
Yeah, man. No, the last few weeks after I called this restaurant, he calls back after a few minutes to talk shit. He calls back from a blocked number, but he calls from his cell phone, I think, Milkman. And he just...
Oh, he's just babbling that crazy-ass Greek-ass Turkish shit or whatever the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah. Then he'll say, you know, he called me a godless motherfucker last time. You godless motherfucker. The fuck do you mean, godless motherfucker, you stupid shit? I think this is Charlie. Let's see what's up with Big Charlie. I don't know. I don't have any labels on these numbers anymore. I just have the numbers. But I think this is the right area code.
Hello?
Hey, Charlie.
Who is it?
Oh, this is Kenny. I'm Kenny. How are you?
Yeah, man, happy.
Yeah, listen, do you have a male sexual organ? You know?
Say that, Kenny?
Do you have your male sexual organ tonight? Do you have your male sexual organs?
No.
You know what a penis is? A dick? A big dick? You know?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to talk to you, okay?
Maybe you have you're a girl. Maybe no, you're then. Stupid. Oh, come on, man.
Don't be Joe.
You don't want to talk, dude. Yes, I know the video is private time. It's private Carlito time right now over here. You need to be watching what I was doing. Male sexual organ. Maybe that'll be the title of this show. By the way, all the shows are pretty much edited. I can upload them except for the next one in the sequence is cut off at the end of it. Tabachi's working on fixing. He edited the shows for us. Thanks, Tabachi. But there's a problem with the next one in the order, so I haven't uploaded all three of them. The other two are ready to go. There's just a slight issue, with that one episode being cut off, but as soon as Tabachi can get that fixed, I'm gonna upload all three at once, so they will be caught up with the exception of tonight's show. Yay!
Right.
Good.
Okay.
So look out for that.
First time in it.
Charlie seems really calm, right? He didn't seem to be in a bad mood. He's like, no, I do not have time to talk to you. Goodbye. He's been meditating. Maybe he's playing a lot of golf. It's calming him down, you know? Maybe he's getting some strange.
Oh, may I help you?
Yeah. Hi, can I make an order?
Sure. What can I get for you?
Oh, the number 3?
The number 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is number 3?
The number 3 is the spring roll.
Okay. And then can I get Charlie's male sexual organ in the food also? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I get Charlie's male sexual organs?
I don't understand what you try to say.
Male sexual organ. Male sexual organs.
No, we don't have that.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I would like the male sexual organ.
We don't have that.
Yeah, you do.
We don't have. Sorry about that.
What about Charlie's, though? I know Charlie has one, right? You know who Charlie is, right? He owns the place?
Yes.
Yeah, who are you? Are you his son?
Nope, I'm his worker. He's kind of busy right now.
Oh,
that's why
are you in the family or you just work there?
Nope, I just work here.
Yeah, he's a real jerk to me all the time, you know?
Yeah, you are not living here, and I think I was trying to take your order. I'd be nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the word you were saying earlier is very insulting me.
Male sexual organ?
Yeah, that is very insulting me.
Okay, but some places have male sexual organs that they cook up, you know?
No, we don't have
Chinese place. Do you have do you have secret menu for Chinese people?
No, we don't have.
Okay.
That.
What if you just show me your male sexual organ? Show it, you know, pull down your pants a little bit and let me see it when I go there? It's okay.
Yeah. Actually, we don't have,
Yeah?
Okay.
No?
Yeah, I'd be trying to be nice to you. So, I just tell you that we don't have that order.
So you don't have male sexual organ. What do you have? You have a female sexual organ you do? Is that what you have?
No, we don't have that too. And
do you have breasts and vagina?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. Do you want to see my private parts?
No, thank you.
You don't like that thing?
Yeah.
You have girlfriend, Vietnam?
Nope, I don't have.
No, you have boyfriend?
No, I don't have.
You want to talk? Maybe we have some coffee.
No, I will try to do business here, yeah? So, you really want to talk, and you can talk to some other, you know, like, private phone.
We try
to do business.
Hey, who's the woman that works there a lot? Is that Charlie's wife?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, what's her name?
Becky.
Becky is Charlie's wife?
Yes.
Alright, and they hang out? Is she there now?
No, she's not here right now.
So she's not there and Charlie's cooking in the back right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's why I told you he's busy.
Yeah. Do you like working with him? Is he a nice guy to you?
Yeah, they are very nice to me.
Do you know what chinga tu male way means?
Excuse me?
Do you know what is chinga tu male way?
No, I don't know that.
He says that.
And sir, he says that to me. Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now. I was kind of taking the other people's order.
Okay.
You might call some other time, okay?
Can I call? Do you think Charlie will talk to me if I call later?
No. Please. I wish you control yourself, okay?
You want me to do what? Did he say he wants me to punch myself? The fuck did he say? I want you to punch yourself.
Matthew.
Hey, that new guy you have there is pretty nice.
Hello?
Yeah, that new guy there is pretty nice. You're pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm that new guy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a nice guy. I like you.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you answering Charlie's cell phone?
Actually, that's not the cell phone. That's the working place phone now. Yeah?
Oh, this is the working place phone?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, is Charlie still busy?
Yes, he's cooking. We have like a few bunch of order. Yeah?
Oh, because okay. I wanted to let him know you're pretty good. What's your name? I want to let him know you do a good job. You know?
My name is Mark. That anything you want me to help, that I can help you. Okay?
And you're Asian.
I have another phone call. Yeah? I have to hang out. And nice to talk to you. Okay,
nice Bye-bye. To talk to you. Bye. All right, that was an easy nice guy. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 80.
He kept me there. What a stupid. Okay.
Wow, he volunteered quite a good bit of information there about Charles.
Well, now we know Becky's the wife, apparently, also.
Yeah.
And that
very
they don't,
helpful.
And that they don't have male sexual organs on the menu. They do not have male sexual organs, guys. There we go. Well, learn something every show here with old Charlie when we call him. You know, we don't call Charlie for like a month, and the next thing you know, he's got some well-spoken young Asian boy toy over there.
Well, now you know why the wife's not there. Becky's at home, man. You gave her a rest.
What was his name again? Henry? What's his name? I forgot already. Andy? Anthony? What was his name? Shit.
Ernie?
Billy. Henry.
I don't know. Dude, I think it was Ernie. Somebody rewind it, man. You get a gold star.
I forgot already his fucking name. Mark.
Yeah, Ernie. Whoopsie. Yeah.
Ken says Mark, okay? All right. Here is some information from Nunu. Well, that was just the curse he had me do. Never mind. No information from Nunu. Nothing new from Nunu. No new. Domino's Pizza in India.
They were doing that number from a long time ago, from earlier.
Oh, you still want in Skype chat, right, big guy?
Yeah, I think if somebody sent it to me, I didn't know if he did it or not, because I got busy there testing.
All right, so Major Chaos sent in a number for a guy named Dick Sack who's partially retarded. Here you go, Chaos. He's not in the chat room anymore. Skip to the blue, my darling.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie. How are you? Is this Dick? Richard?
You want to talk to Richard?
Yeah. What you doing there? Hello?
He said no. Okay, bye.
What are you... What the fuck? What the fuck? That sounds like a fucking hilarious family to talk to. He said no. Sounded like a Georgia retard.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
We're sleeping.
Hey, what are you doing? Why are you so upset? Don't be mad.
We're sleeping.
You're sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, did you pull out your male sexual organs today and check them out?
No.
No, do you want to do that now?
No, I'm sleeping.
Do you have male sexual organs ready?
Sleeping.
No, penis.
No.
Stupid.
No, I'm sleeping.
No, wake up.
No.
No, fire. There's fire. There's a fire. Okay. Ooh.
Sure, man. Dude, I like his dick guy,
dog.
Man.
Dick dog. I don't think he's got
the dick, though.
All right.
We got potential with him. We can throw him in the mix every once in a while, man. First time.
Okay, well. Cheapin'. Cheapin'.
I bet you Nina loved that one. Did you get a response from Nina's?
I bet you so, Milkman. I bet you so, buddy.
All right.
Well, a big what's up to everyone who is joining us in the chat room. If you are not, be sure to head over to madhouselive.com and go to the chat link, madhouselive.com/chat. We'll also get you there. You can listen to the show, watch the live video. Well, let me turn the video on again. You can listen to the show, watch the live video, and chat with everyone there. How many people in that chat now? Is there a way to tell real quick how many? Can you don't have to count them. Is there something we can do to see how many people in the channel? I can ask the server to give me a channel list, right? And it'll tell me 48 people. Thank you. 48 people chatting with us right now, and we have 155 people listening on Shoutcast. That's good. That's on my network as well as on Cacti Radio and on Blue Planet Prank Radio. Very good. And we got 26 people watching videos, so we're doing pretty good.
Efficiently.
Someone lost a pair of keys in Waikiki a la Moana or Kakakako. This is a Craigslist Honolulu posting, Honolulu, Hawaii, home of Charlie. Quote, the gentleman says, I'm thinking, and I think it's a gentleman, I don't know. I'm thinking I left my keys on top of my car and they fell off as I was driving from Waikiki. Shit. Wow. Okay.
Well, how the hell did you get the car running if the keys fell off on top of it?
Yeah, that's that actually, yeah, that's a good, why would, yeah. That's why I've never had that problem before. Anyway.
Well, if you're stealing the car, you usually don't leave the keys on top. You usually try and pop in the ignition.
Yeah, two lost the keys, two white fobs, black lock key, two gold keys, a couple of silver keys, and a McKay card. What is a McKay card? Let's look up McKay card. McKay? McKay?
McKay?
I don't know. Sounds like a Hawaii thing. McKay, I don't know. Might be a golf club, according to this. Micah card. Save money and earn rewards. It looks like it's the name... Yeah, it looks like it's the name of a grocery chain there, so one of those loyalty reward cards, little cards you can put on your keychain. That'd be my guess. Okay. Yeah, and after that, we'll do that Domino's Pizza in India, which I thought I had called, but I don't know what happened.
Why?
Anyway, no name on this, but a guy answered when it was tested out by Lonesome. Here we go. Lost key. Lost keys and the keys are lost and we're gonna tell him that we found him, but he's gotta show us his male sexual organs to get him back.
Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. You lost a pair of keys because I think I found them.
Really?
Yeah, they has these two white things, I guess it's like to open a door or something.
Yeah.
And then there's one of those loyalty cards for the store.
Yeah, where did you find them?
Well, I was in Waikiki. I'm on vacation.
Oh, nice.
I was on Kaniki Puli. What's it called? Kanaka.
Oh, okay, okay.
Kanaki. Hang on. How? Kanaki. What is it again?
Yeah, I know what that is. Tiny couple away.
All right, you want to meet me? Where do you want to meet me at this grocery store? Because I need to go pick up some rolling papers. I bought some marijuana.
The food pantry?
Well, yeah. Do you know if they sell those papers for smoking marijuana cigarettes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure about that.
Do you know where I can buy marijuana papers, cigarettes, papers for smoking
marijuana? Yeah, they should have some, actually. They should.
Yeah, you think so? All right. You want to smoke marijuana? We can smoke some drugs, you know? And you can...
I'm good.
Is there a reward?
Yeah, so you want to meet at the food pantry?
Yeah, when can you be there?
I can be there in 10 minutes.
I rented a van. We can sit in the van and we can talk and go in the back.
Oh, man. So you didn't find my keys, did
you? Yeah, I did. I didn't have the keys, yeah, but I'm horny, you know, and I want to see your male sexual organs.
Okay, man.
You show them to me?
Why don't you text me a picture of the keys?
I don't have texting in Hawaii. I don't have, you know, the international texting and stuff. It's on my vacation.
Okay.
Why don't you just come down and we'll sit in my van and we'll talk and I'll give you the keys, you know? And then I'll touch you, I'll pet you in the head, and I'll call you my little chicken, you know?
Come on, man.
You
really have my keys or not?
Yeah, I do. I'm lonely, you know? I stepped on the keys when I was walking. I had some flip-flops on.
Okay.
Yeah, but come on, we'll sit in my van and we can talk.
Where do you want to meet, man? Where do you want
to
meet?
In the parking lot. I'm in my van. And we'll listen to the basketball game on the radio.
Man. So how am I going to find your van?
It's a black van. It's a black Honda Odyssey van. I rented it.
Okay.
All right. And when you can be there?
I live a couple blocks away. I'll be right there.
Are you walking?
Yeah, I am. I'll be on my bike.
Well, how am I going to know it's you?
Well, I'll give you a call when I'm there.
All right. Okay, call me back. Hey, huh?
You're in a black van?
Yeah, a black Honda Odyssey.
All right.
I think okay, honey. All right, wait for him to call back, and then we'll have fun with him, Milkman.
If he's got a bike with one of those little bells on it, ring, ring. Yeah, that way you know it's him.
Did he mean that kind of bike, or?
I don't know, dude, but I think it's a good question.
I did call that Indian place. I was trying to say Bonchu'd member to him, Milkman, and he wouldn't answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said Bonchu'd shit motherfucker to him. I probably said male sexual organs also, because that's the big thing tonight. Male sexual organs. Sexual organs. Should play organ music while we do those calls. Do I have organ music?
Hello, Brothers Cadet.
Yes, hi. I wanted to make an order.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So what do you want to order today?
One Bonchu'd.
One
Bonchu'd.
Bonchu'd. What's that?
You know,
is it fide?
Bonchu'd is your sister or your mother. Your mother. It's your mother. You know?
So what do you want to, what would you like to order today?
Your mother and your sister. And you sound pretty. You sound like a pretty girl.
Pretty girl.
Oh, that's stupid. Male sexual organs, everybody. Male sexual organs. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling about the organs.
Sorry?
I'm calling about organs. I'm calling about male sexual organs. that's what I've gotten down to, saying male sexual organs and playing YouTube video audio of an organ being played. Excellent. Great show.
You gotta get a video up here, you know, ATDC, man. I got big balls. She got big balls. And we got the biggest balls of them all.
Yeah, but that's not organs. That's balls. And we're not going that far with it, you know?
Oh, that's good.
I'm not going that far. I'm saying...
Balls.
Now, if I started calling about, if I started calling about the balls, Milkman, then we could do that, you know?
Little Sambo.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's call the guy back, see if he's still on his way. Hey, I'm going to be there like in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be there in about 5-10 minutes.
In about 5 or 10? Okay. Yeah. Are you on a bicycle or a motorcycle?
I'm just going to walk there.
Oh,
because
okay.
I can't get to my bike.
Do you want me to pick you up?
No, I don't need to get picked up.
Okay.
I'll just walk over there.
Well, give me a call when you're here. I'm here and I'm going to be there in a few minutes and I'm going to be waiting, all right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you. I'm going to be listening to some organ music.
You're going to be in a block.
Honda thing. Odyssey.
In the food pantry parking lot?
Yep. All right. Bye.
Hi, Neil Hartranft again with you from Grafton Piano and Organ Company in Southern Pennsylvania.
You're parked in the back by the dumpster.
Organs. When he gets there, going to ask him about his sexual organs. Ken, how you doing, Mr. Organs? I always hated people that called it an organ, the male organ. Touch my organs. I need more organs.
How does that relate to organ grinder?
All right. Here's a pygmy goat for sale. $40. Or trade for young hens or horse stuff for female goats.
Pygmy goat?
Yeah.
You said pygmy goat?
That's what I said.
Oh, that's awesome.
Open your ears. You got corn cobs in your ears, son?
No, in my mouth.
All right.
How'd you know? You are right.
Hello, this is Jimmy. I'm not able to take a call at this time.
I want goats, motherfucker. Fucking Jimmy.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about these pygmy goats.
We're all in the bed, and I think the goat is sold. You can check back tomorrow about 7:30.
How big are the goat's sexual organs?
What kind of question is that?
I'm interested in...
That's so funny. You got nothing better to do than call somebody at midnight and ask them about the goat's sexual organs? Seriously?
I love asking people about sexual organs.
Well, you have a great night.
Hey, how big are yours? I lost it. I lost control. I could. Shit. Damn it.
It finally happened, dude. You gotta ask her if she's a pygmy, too. Is this a pygmy family?
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop laughing at that one. That's so fucking retarded. I ruined that prank call. That could have been really good. Her response is awesome. What kind of question is that? Alright. Sorry, guys. How are you, Ken? We can hear you now. You weren't talking before.
Yeah, I was trying not to interrupt.
Checking your microphone organs.
That's
your mouth
got
organ.
Got a 9-incher.
Let me call back, see if the guy answers pissed off. She's probably in bed next to her husband. You know nothing better to do?
We're all in bed. The same bed.
We're all in the bed. How big are the goat's sexual organs?
Oh, this is Jimmy. I'm not able to take a call at this time. So
all right, he won't answer. Damn it,
fucking
man.
Jimmy.
Fuck Jimmy, man. Anyway. Well, let's continue here. Oh boy. I can't think about goat sexual organs because it keeps making me want to laugh. Alright, Carrie is selling a boar goat buck. Another goat. Okay. We got some pictures of it here. Waylon was born in January? Yeah, January last year. 100% pure boar. Oh, this is not a goat. Pure boar buck? Okay. Solid red. I feed him high quality hay and goat grower. Goat grower. Nice. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Did you say his name was Waylon?
Waylon. That's the name of the goat. Yep, Waylon.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings. All right, here we go.
Redneck is good, Sam, man. That's hardcore redneck. You're Waylon Jennings, man.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about the goat that you have for sale.
The goat, yes.
Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong with this stupid kid? Hello?
Excuse me?
What's wrong
Hello?
With the, is everything okay?
Yes, did you just call my kid stupid?
No, I thought I heard something, so...
Yeah, it was my daughter, but I could have sworn that I just heard you say, what's wrong with the stupid kid? You didn't say that, correct?
God, no, never say that. Lord Jesus, no.
Okay, because it was... I didn't know. Okay, yeah, I don't...
No.
Yes, I do. I still have the goat.
Oh, I have an autistic daughter. I would never say anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
So,
well, good, because I swear I thought that's what I heard, and I thought, no, there's just no way that someone would say that.
No way.
But, yes, are you calling about the boy goat that I have that's listed on Craigslist?
Yeah, the boy goat, yep.
Yeah, I still have him.
Yeah, and I could still hear that stupid idiot kid in the back, Let me see. So I saw the pics and everything. It's a pretty healthy goat. It's about a year and a half old. Hello? Damn it. Oh, man. I was hoping she'd bite right
there. Oh, yeah.
She hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? I was calling about the goat.
Okay.
Okay, so it's about a year and a half old.
It is. It was born in January of 2012, correct.
Okay, all right, and you're asking for $200. Very good. And do you have a rule about siring the goat afterwards? Because some people, they say you can't for a certain amount of time, or you have to give a portion of the money or the proceeds. Do you have anything like that, or is it okay to just, once I've got it, I do whatever with it, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know. Then I can still hear that goddamn stupid kid in the background, you know? It's really getting to me. And, how big are the goat's sexual organs? Hello?
You have a good night, sir.
How big are the sexual organs on the boy goat?
Have a good night, sir.
Does it have a nice big pair of testicles and a penis? God damn it.
I thought he was really going to flip out.
I thought so, too.
He paused there, and I was like, oh, we're going to hit fucking gold right here.
I think he's not because the daughter's there. You have a good night. He said that through, like, his teeth. You have a good night, sir. The sexual organs on the goat.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected. I'm not sure what happened there, buddy.
I hung up on you. I don't like the question.
Okay.
I think it's an inappropriate question.
Oh, is your daughter autistic, or I don't know what was going on. Did I offend her, your wife?
No.
Well, what is
don't
she...
call. Do not call my number again, or I'll call the police and report you.
What about your sexual organs? How are they? Are they healthy? Do you have any lumps? He seems like he's got a lot of potential, but he's just not an angry guy.
I thought you were going to pull a dirty air in there. Can you tell those kids to shut the fuck up?
God damn.
Perhaps he was in for an organ massage.
His sexual organs. Oh, I just love saying that now. Brand Zach wants to say hi from Canada without the bullshit. Yay, no bullshit. Okay. We got a guy's Ice Goose has passed on us, who you can hear on Friday nights here in Madhouse Radio. This guy is selling his sister's panties and he fucks his sister. Okay.
Oh, that crazy bastard.
What was this? Did I miss this one?
He put out an ad.
Good, man. This guy is really weird, man. Dude, you're going to get a kick out of him. I think he's a real fruitcake, man. Really sicko.
Sorry, well, Ken, what happened then? What were you going to say?
I came in the middle of it, but apparently he was selling his sister's panties and stuff, and they started asking what size rack that his sister had, and he's like, oh, 34C, and they're like, why do you fucking know
that?
Because we have sex.
Ew. Wow. Okay. Oh, well, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're selling panties?
Yes.
Okay, and how much for panties?
$5 each.
And they're dirty?
No.
Can I get dirty panties for more?
No.
Just clean panties?
Yes.
Then how do I know they're really hers? Can I get the dirty ones and then I know they've been used, you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Are they older panties or how many times has she worn them? Hello?
About four times.
Is she Japanese? Is she Asian? Japanese? What is she?
Asian.
She's Asian? Oh, that's nice. Okay. And do you want to maybe let me see you wearing them? You can put your male sexual organs in the panties, you know?
What?
I would like to see you wearing the panties to cover up your male sexual organs.
Okay.
Do you have a big sexual organ or a small, or how is it? I hang up.
Yeah, I knew. Take off tonight.
I didn't want to. I ruined. I'm stupid. Where's our guy? Wasn't there some guy meeting us in a parking lot? Where is this guy?
Yeah, the guy that lost his keys.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there yet. He was on his way. He was riding a bicycle.
Well, he was just going to walk.
You're driving a black fucking rapist van.
I rented it. It's a Honda. That's not a rapist van. That'd be like a GMC van.
I got it on good authority. There are no windows in this van.
Nope. Well, they are, but they're covered in tinfoil. Should have told them I'm in a Winnebago. All right, anyway. Now I gotta find that number, see what he's up to. Because I've been waiting here for a while, man. Bum-ba-bum.
Should tell him it's bullshit he's made you wait around for so long.
Well, let me do one more call before I call him back. He did say he would call. And he sounded like he was on his way, so let's not rush him. Hello. Yes, hi. I was calling about the goat.
Yes.
Okay. I had called before and I was asking about the male sexual organs on the goat. How big are they?
You mean the grown one or the little one?
You have a baby male?
I've got one 6 weeks old.
And how big are the sexual organs?
How big is what?
The sexual organs.
Well, I don't know. How big do you want them?
Well, I mean, you've been giving it this goat feeder, right? Goat grower?
No, it's been over this mama.
Oh, okay. Did I call here earlier? Is this a different person?
Well, I don't get it. Somebody called a long ago and hung up.
Oh, I called an accident maybe before. I'm sorry. All right, so the goat's a nice little pretty goat. He's a nice cute little boy goat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then maybe can I see him, inspect him and his sexual organs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any idea how big them? Can you go see the goat now and take a look at his sexual parts?
I don't think so.
His private parts?
I don't think so.
All right. Can I be alone with the goat for maybe about 30 minutes?
No.
I wanted to kiss it and touch it. I guess that's the wrong goat place. Hey, learn to hang up the phone, you stupid. I don't think he did it yet. Stupid. This guy's got to pick back up. Come on, man.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello. Hello. I know you're there. Hello. Answer phone.
Goat fucker.
Hello. Hello.
Steve?
Hey.
Steve?
How you doing?
Bleep.
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 How old are you?
Bleep.
Yeah. Sexual organs.
Bleep.
Sexual organs.
Bleep.
Uh-huh.
Bleep.
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 All right. Keep doing that.
Bleep.
Don't stop doing that. I like it.
Bleep.
It's very nice.
Bleep.
Bleep. Bleep. Bleep. Oh, he hung up. Okay, that was funny.
Hello?
Yes, hey, is that Brian?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I was calling about your sexual organs.
Pardon?
I'm calling about your sexual organs.
You know what time it is on air?
No idea.
Well, it's 5:15 and I might go back to bed.
Oh, okay. Bye. All right. Can you check your sexual organs, though? He was polite about it, though, right?
I organ check.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, can you check those sexual organs of yours, see if you have any lumps? You know, want me to tell you how? Yeah, I know. Just reach down there, down in your pants and underwears, you know, pull them down, and I'll tell you what to do.
I tell them what to do now. I go back to bed. Right.
Well, check your organs when you go into bed. Just
yeah, okay, right. Thank you very much.
Your testicles for lumps and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And just make sure. And if you do, then I'll call back, and you let me know if you have anything, all right?
Okay. Don't bother to call back.
I'll
get in touch with my own doctor.
I'm
going to
call you back in about an hour and find out.
I'll be out then. Fine.
All right. Well.
Yeah, you could offer to help.
He said he will, and he'll call his doctor. Very good. There you go. Who knows?
I sent you a couple request pranks with some lost iPhones on there for you, too.
Okay, cool. Cool, thanks. What if we save that guy's
What was that
life?
Weird noise? There was that What was that, dude?
That was the lady that I cracked up at originally. I called that place back, there's some kid was going, meep. Maybe the goat answered. That was the goat. The goat answered and was telling us about his organs. I don't know what that means in goat, what we were hearing, but that'll let you know how big they are, since that's what we're asking about. Okay, guys?
I'm pretty proud, actually.
Meep. Okay. how about more UK and another Brian Hopkins now. Let's give him a call and remind them to check his sexual organs for lumps and growths. And then after that, we'll do the request of pranks here, including Ken's numbers. For lost iPhone machine. Yay!
Hello?
Hey, how are you? I need to speak with Brian, please.
Speaking?
Brian, this is Brian?
Who's speaking?
Oh, this is Dr. Cross.
Dr. Cross?
Yes.
Where are you ringing from?
I'm calling from the association. He needs to check his sexual organs for lumps and growths. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you assist with that?
What are you talking about?
The sexual organs. Hello?
Meow.
Hey.
Meow.
Yeah, hi.
Meow.
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 Huh?
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Huh?
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Huh?
Meow.
Don't call here bothering me. Don't call here bothering me. You don't call here bothering me and harassing me.
Meow.
No.
Meow.
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 Mom?
Meow.
Meow, meow. That's that guy. Hello? Meow? Meow? They both left. Anyway, someone called back in and was making funny noises again. It's funny. He's going meow now. It was meow. Now it's meow. Dobby likes that. Dobby's hanging out with me here, my cat, my male cat machine.
That was awesome, man. I like that one. Is that the one that was going boop, boop a little while ago?
That's my guess. I don't know. Hello, Baz. Meow.
Hey, what's up?
Baz Luhrmann. How you doing?
Meow.
Meow. Meow. All right. Let me do these iPhones. Big Alex lost a white iPhone. Oh, what?
I was going to tell you some of those request pranks they sent you for the one bedrooms this week. It's the ladies looking for some male roommates.
Oh, hey.
Nice. Yeah.
Older ladies. Yeah.
One or two of them actually included pictures in their fucking posts, too.
Was it nice?
One of them looked nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Meow.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I was looking for Alex. I found his phone.
I'm sorry?
I found a cell phone here, and it looks like it belongs to Alex.
Oh,
Hold on.
Okay, honey.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, can I see the information about the iPhone?
I'm sorry?
Can I see the information about the iPhone, please? Can I get the codes, all the different codes and stuff?
What do you mean the codes?
All the different codes for the iPhone, you know?
Oh, I got, mine was a white one with a clear case.
Yeah.
It's an 8 gig, right?
Yeah, but I need the unlock codes, you know? The unlock code for the iPhone. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. We'll have to do that on person, man, because I don't know, you know, that's some personal information in the phone.
Yeah, but no, if you can let me unlock it, and then I just want to play with the phone for a little bit, you know? I want to see what you have in here.
Nah, man.
Oh, come on.
I can't do that. That's personal information.
Is it your birthday?
What happened?
Is it your what's your birthday?
I can't tell you, man.
Sure you can. What birthday? What is birthday? Tell me.
I can't tell you, man.
Oh, so it's your birthday. Your birthday is... Because I can take this to the store, and they'll tell me what the birthday is on the account, and then I'll know.
They'll know, and they'll let me know, and then we could meet there. Like I told you, we could meet somewhere, and then I could unlock it right in front of you.
Yeah, but I want to play with the phone. I want to play Angry Birds, you know? And take some pictures of... You know, do you have any pictures? Do you have pictures on it?
Yes.
Are there any sexual organs in the pictures?
No, but they're, you know, personal family pictures.
What's the big... If it's not your sexual organs, then I can look, right? Is nothing bad? Right? It's not your dirty parts, your sexual organs and stuff, right? Oh, he's gone. He's been gone.
Asshole.
Sexual hey, those are all natural parts.
Sexual organs.
Hello?
Yeah. Do you just want to meet somewhere then?
We'll have to go to the public place and they'll have to be at daytime then. Right now, too late.
It's got to be now or I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to get my friend Lopez. He knows how to unlock them. He uses a cable on the computer and it unlocks the iPhone. He does a jailbreak on it.
Okay.
So, what's the reward for iPhone?
Private?
What's the reward for the iPhone?
What's the reward for the iPhone?
Yeah.
It's $80.
Alright. And how about I bring it to you now? I come over now?
Yeah.
Alright, where do you live? What is the address? Tell me.
The address is, I think it's 543.
You don't know for sure?
No, I know for sure.
Alright, what is it?
It's 543.
Mm-hmm.
73.
Okay.
St. Bernard.
Okay.
Street.
And it's an apartment or a house or what is it?
It's a house.
Alright, and you by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. You know, no one's around to bother me and you. You know, I can come over and there won't be anybody there to bother us, you know? You know, we can be together finally. You know, I don't know if he really gave me his address. That's pretty funny. This is the perfect night. The perfect night, guys.
Perfect night.
The perfect.
I'm just tuned in. So you've had a perfect night so far.
It's all right. It's been good. You know, we did some Thailand. You know, and
oh, nice. Did you insult the king?
Yeah, no one bought the king, but we talked about sexual organs, and we got started. And I think every call so far tonight, we brought up sexual organs.
You know, nice. What you forgot to fire off in Thailand. Wasn't peck peck one of their swear words?
No, that's Philippines, right?
Peck peck, yeah, Tagalog.
Tagalog.
But there's a lot of Filipinos in Guam and Saipan, so you've got a pretty good chance
fucking
of having somebody
man.
There.
Couldn't we call the Philippines, though? We could call the Philippines.
I sold some shit on fucking eBay the other day, and said I would ship in the United States, and some asshole from Saipan fucking bought it.
Yeah.
Cost me extra goddamn money.
But wow. Sure.
Well, can't you just reverse it and say, no, we'll not send the site? I mean, I guess you got to put in...
By that time, I'd already spent money fucking, you know, paying for shit. And I was like, fucking Saipan. And I think it only ended up costing me like $505 to send it over there. But
yeah, dude, one of the coolest things ever, like, I ordered like an HDMI cable or was it an HDMI splitter, like a little splitter box for my living room. For some reason, the TV I got, it has one HDMI input. I don't know why. The other one, it has two. One of them doesn't work. Only one works. I don't know. The other one's just faulty or fried or something. You used to work it. It doesn't. It stopped working when we moved up here. I think it got damaged in the move. But anyway, I said all that to say this. I bought one on eBay and I got, I was here and the mailman knocked on the door, said I had to sign for it, and it was from Hong Kong and it had all these fucking stamps on it, and fucking it took like 3 weeks, like 2.5-3 weeks to get here. And
oh yeah, it came from Hong Kong. Like when I'll go through and order something from eBay, you know, I tell it US only and shit like that to make sure it's not going to take a long time. But
yeah,
if you're not in a big hurry, man, you get some good deals out of Hong Kong, man, about half the price of the shit in the US.
Yeah, but
you know why it takes so long, right?
Well, it's got to go through China first, I bet. Yeah.
Well, they put them on them fucking containers, dude. That's why they take forever to get here, because it's on them big boats.
Wow. Yeah, but I mean, it looked really cool. Like I was like, oh, cool. And I looked, and it had all these cool stamps, but it looked like it was real expensive to send. It looked like it took them a long time. But I don't know. I guess it's still worth it for them.
Even if you want,
yeah, they get these big ass boats. They got these big ass boats that roll in here, man, from China, dude, and they got like all kinds of shit on them, man.
Yeah.
That's
what
some of the stuff they put on there. It's like the delivery, yeah, like containers of delivery, so that's so fucking cheap for them to ship it over here, but it just takes forever.
All right, cool, man. You put it in those pods, you know? Hey, big Zyklon's here. Hey, Zyklon.
Hey, hey. I gotta say, why have we not had any NFL discussion? I mean, the draft was Thursday.
All I cared, I was just interested in how Manti Te'o would.
Not surprised by him going early second round.
Yeah, he went early second. Yeah.
Where'd he end up at?
San Chargers. Diego. Yeah, Chargers.
No, that's right. Yes. I was paying attention where the quarterback from Michigan went. He ended up going to the Jaguars.
It looks like Mark Sanchez is without a job, huh?
Yeah, hold on. Let me call you right back.
Okay, bye.
He's white.
This is the guy that was going to meet me in the parking lot.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy. Where are you? I was waiting in and...
Man, you don't have my keys.
So you never came?
Do you have my keys?
Yeah, I said yeah.
Yeah, holding my keys.
Yeah, okay. You don't... If you
tell
don't...
me the number. One of those small silver keys has a number on it. What's the number on that key?
That's kind of private information, you know?
Okay.
Because then you can... All right, I'll tell you. It's 12.
No, man, you don't have my keys, dude.
Well, I just wanted you to come and show me your sexual organs. That was what it was the whole time. You know?
Get him in the van.
You know? He never left. What a little fucking liar guy, man. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the way. I'm walking.
Stupid.
Hello?
Your shit still rings, Zyklon.
I know.
I can hear it from here. Ah!
Can you stop following me?
Come on, man. Just get in the van, and I'll show you my sexual organs. How about that?
Can you stop following me?
Do you know anyone who'd be interested at all? I've got a lot of money. I'm a good-looking guy. You know? Come on.
Can you stop following me?
No, I can't. I just... Ever since I saw your ad, it's like I know you, you know?
Okay, well, I have your phone number, so I'm just going to call the police right now and tell them that you keep calling me, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll tell them I have you here, you know, putting an ad in Craigslist for sex, for sexual organs.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm going to tell them that you put an ad in Craigslist for sexual things.
Stop calling me, okay?
No, I'm going to call again when you hang up. All right.
Let me talk to him. Get in the van.
Get in the van. Tell him you got some candy.
Candy van.
I have some candy.
Can you stop calling me?
I have some candy. You want to get in the van? Get in my van.
He wants you to get in his van. Yeah. Bullshit. All right. Domino's Pizza in India. Here we go.
In India?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can order a beef pizza.
Oh, boy.
That's gonna say if you want beef
salami.
Good morning, Dominus.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Can I have contact number? I'll call you back by that another 45 minutes. Not at open.
You're stupid. What happened?
You know, we'll open by 11 o'clock.
You're available at 9 o'clock?
No, we'll open by 11 o'clock, sir. So.
At 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you know, you show me your sexual organs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. And Bonchud, too, right?
Yeah. Can I contact number so that I'll call you back?
Yeah, are you my number is Bonchud.
Yeah, my calling from which area?
Bonchud.
Alchud.
Bonchud. Gul Ulu. Gandu.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Gandu.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, are you Gandu?
Hello.
Gandu.
Hello.
Stupid. Oh, fuck that.
Did he say, can I have your contact number and I'll call you back in 45 minutes?
Yeah. Then he said 9 o'clock. They said, oh, no, 11 o'clock.
Did you listen to the Brent Westwood show last night?
No, I did not, unfortunately.
We had I called in and I had a guy at an Indian restaurant in Australia threaten to turn me into chicken tandoori.
He's going to turn you into chicken tandoori?
No, he said that he told me to come to his restaurant, then he was going to chop me up and cook me into this daily special. He was so pissed off.
Wow. That was in Australia, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Trying to call Bangalore. Phone number's busy. Oh, man. An Indian affair. This one is in Australia. All right. Actually, no, we already called them once. Did we do Baba's Kebab and Cafe? Not sure. All right, give me a second. Why is there no music playing? Here we go. Baba's Kebabs and Cafe.
Is that in Australia?
Yes.
Can I make an order?
Sure, here you go.
You fucking Ulu.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make an order, please.
Yes, sure.
Yes, I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
So chicken
tikka masala? Yes.
Sorry, we don't serve like a chicken masala. We don't serve chicken curries or okay. Any other curries. We just serve kebabs, pizza, pide, and open kebabs.
Are you Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can I get one lamb kebab?
One
lamb kebab.
Lamb kebab?
Yes. Yeah. And do you do naan bread?
No. Sorry.
No?
Don't do just lamb. We just do the kebabs and the pizza and the chips. Yeah.
Can I get pizza?
Pizza, yep.
Yeah. Can I get one pizza with extra banchud?
One
pizza?
Pizza?
With extra banchud.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
An extra gandu, please, too.
Who are you?
You.
See, you gotta pronounce it banchud. They know immediately what it is and they get really pissed off.
Banchud? Alright.
Banchud.
Banchud. Banchud.
Because you called a guy one time. And it was some younger guy at an Indian place, and he said that. He goes, what, you want to order banchud?
Okay.
So I've been trying it with that pronunciation, and it works almost every time.
Okay, I can dig that. All right. Well, I got to call back and try to sneak in sexual organs, because that would be the first call of the night we didn't do.
Yeah, she didn't give me a chance.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Who are you?
This is Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. One sexual organ.
What the fuck?
Hello. Hello. Banchud. Banchod? It is pronounced Banchod. Right? Yeah? Banchod.
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 Chod.
Banchod.
With the emphasis on the chod.
I'll keep him on the line. I'll call the next one.
Did you catch that subtle what the fuck when she put the phone down?
Yeah, I did. What the fuck?
Hey, it's working.
Zyklon, you're working. Yay. How are you? Hey, yeah. It's pronounced Banchod, you know?
Banchod?
Banchod.
So, yeah, when you were doing those calls at first asking for a vagina, I thought it might be something like a Banchod, you know, different dialects and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. They hung up over there finally. What's up?
By the way, did you hear about the U-Haul calls we did on the 420 show?
No. What did you do?
I think it was John. He called up a bunch of U-Hauls, got the customer info, and then we called up saying, like, they've been speeding, and we were going to have to charge their credit card.
Okay.
This one lady got really pissed because I said that we were going to add a stupid black fade. She started going off like the blood of Jesus lady. Except... on crack.
She was a Jesus lady on crack and she was pissed off that you said what now? I'm sorry?
I said there would be a $25 stupid black fee.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's very crass. Okay, good. Good, Zach.
Goddamn racist.
Who are we calling?
Oh, these people again. Bench hard.
Chef Ulu, mother.
I do.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for Banchod. Damn it. All right.
Can we call Charlie?
I already talked to him. He probably won't answer, man. I talked to him and his new boy toy named Mark at the restaurant. They hired a new kid.
And that's his house boy over there.
Yeah, he's answering the phone instead of the broad now. And he's a nice guy, but he wasn't... He gave us some information. We know the lady's name is Becky. We know that.
Yeah, I swear if I go to Honolulu, I'm going to go to the Dewdrop Inn and then try to get Charlie to yell at you guys.
Oh, dude, I am, but I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to point at stuff on the menu, I guess. I don't know what I'll do.
You should tell him some shit. Cross sent me.
No. I'd probably call you guys like, hey, Charlie, I'll give you a tip if you swear at these guys.
Yeah,
he'll probably go postal if he recognizes your voice.
Holy shit, can you imagine him? Or like, if I went to the Turkish horse, if I went to the Turkish kitchen, like Milkman was parked in front of his place a few days ago. You should have actually gone in, Milkman, and made an order, you know?
Or better yet, gave us a picture of the manager and of Faizad.
Yeah, Milkman got some spy photos that night.
Milkman goes in, makes an order. Okay, I'll be back in 10 minutes to pick it up. He comes back in. I'm going to have to cancel that order.
He comes in. Oh, yeah. Why? I don't like Turkish food. I don't like Turkish people.
I should get Greek food instead. That would probably be a good call to the FSA. Oh, never mind. It turns out I'd rather have Greek food.
All right. Well, here's a retired gentleman who needs extra income. Check his prices compared to taxi. To and from work, grocery shopping, doctor appointments, call Jack at Charleston and surrounding area. Charleston, is this the Carolina, South Carolina? Yep. Tell him you work at Northwoods Boulevard. Okay, you got it, Lonesome. All right, I can... Yeah, okay. Anyway, here we go. This is big... did I say Jack is his name? Jack.
You guys should see how much it is to go pick up a prostitute or maybe go get some drugs from Lysol.
He needs to get on that program, those independent dudes that Milkman was bitching about here that one day.
The gypsies?
I don't know. There's some independent guys that use an iPhone app to... do rides, and Milkman was like, they're taking our jobs.
I thought Milkman wasn't a cab driver anymore.
Oh, he is, man. He's doing limo driving also now.
Hello.
Yeah, is this big Jack?
You got Jack.
Hey, I was looking at this information that you do taxi machine rides.
Not this time of night, though.
Yeah, but tomorrow, you know?
Where you live?
I live, well, you know...
I'm in West Ashley.
Yeah, you know Northwoods Boulevard Express?
And North Charleston?
Yeah, Northwoods Boulevard Express, you know?
No, I can probably find it. Where do you want to go to?
It's in Ashley Phosphate Road.
What time?
Well, what's the earliest you do? I get out, I work night shift, so you can maybe pick me up at 8 o'clock. What kind of car do you have?
A Camry. Why don't you give me a call back at noon tomorrow?
But I need it earlier than that. I need it in the morning. Shit, damn. Shit.
I can't help you there.
Shit, I want to go. I'm going to have pancakes. I'll bring you in. We'll have pancakes together. And you can show me.
I can help you that time in the morning. I'm telling you, I got to get a doctor's appointment.
And what about your sexual organs? Is that where you're going for the doctor for?
No.
What kind of apartment is it?
I tell you.
Son of a bitch. Asshole. Sexual
He's
organs.
He's an asshole like the king of Thailand.
Sexual organs, man.
You should ask him if it's okay if you take your sexual organs out.
I can't get off that topic tonight. Just keep saying sexual organs.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8438.
I should get the number out. Y'all can fuck with him. He sounds funny. But you guys got to record. If you guys are going to call, if I get the number out, you guys can call him, but you have to record the good ones, man. Record them and share them if you're going to prank people. That's what I got to say. When we do a prank calls and not recording them, that's stupid.
All those figurative calls and not recording them. Have you talked to Jim Stewart yet?
Jim Stewart. Not tonight. I did Wednesday.
Is he busy doing archery?
Yeah, he's busy with the archery training and all this stuff. He's got a new house he's building also. So he's busy.
That's 15-year-old girlfriend?
16.
Oh, 16. Sorry.
Did he get some concentration camp labor to do it, seeing as he's German?
Yeah. Like they're building the V2 rocket for him. All right. Oh, those Germans. Taking advantage of them Jews. All right, here's some numbers, I guess. I said I wasn't going to do calls like this anymore, but...
They're funny. Can I do a call? I seem to have a good track record with them.
All right. Knock yourself out.
Alrighty.
Lorraine. I'll post it in Skype chat. I don't think we're getting an answer. I'll do the next one. You're looking at the Skype chat or you're on the phone? You can't see.
Yeah, I see it.
Second one, Big Juan.
You gonna do one?
No, you do one. You wanted to do one, do one. You said you got good.
Okay,
luck.
I'll do one.
You're wicked smart at these. Oh, shit, damn it. All right, I'll do Craig instead.
Fuck, come on, give us one number to answer.
You have.
Anyway, how's the gun business going? Business is busy? A lot of people coming in?
No, it started to taper off.
Good.
You gonna do Walker?
No, you're still on point.
Hello, is this Hello? Mr. Walker?
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Larry. I'm calling from...
Yes.
Okay, it seems we have a problem. All our vehicles have GPS sensors on them, and the GPS sensor on the registered to you was speeding. It was going 80 miles an hour in a 65 zone. And if you read your contract, if you speed by more than 10 miles an hour, you will get charged a $50 charge.
So where was it speeding? Charge,
I do not know. It just tells me that it was speeding.
What time?
I don't know the time. It just says you were speeding.
Well, I don't get it. How do you if you have GPS tracking, it should be able to tell. First off, I wasn't. Let me just make that perfectly clear. That's the first thing. Okay? Number two, if you have that ability to track, you should at least be able to tell me when I was speeding or where I was speeding.
It doesn't... All I get is the, you were speeding this much, this charge is to be applied.
When?
It doesn't say. The printout just says, speed, person, charge.
How do you back that up without any verifiable proof? What kind of a system are you using that says that the truck was speeding at over 80 miles an hour?
We use a GPS. Now, if you want to dispute this charge, you will have to call within the next 2 hours. You have to call with an alibi as to where you were or for the last 24 hours and what you were doing. And they have all the additional information.
What's your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry, do you have you're with you?
Yes.
Hey, do you have an employee number or a direct? Can I speak to a supervisor?
Sure. You can speak to Cross.
Hello.
Okay, fine.
Yes, hi. This is Cross. I'm the shift supervisor. I understand you're having a issue because you were speeding. We have you on the computer machine. GPS clocked your speed here on the governor on the vehicle.
But if you can, if you have that kind of capability, first off, I wasn't speeding. At no time was I speeding.
Well, the computer says, this is a perfect computer, and the perfect computer doesn't lie, and you're lying, sir.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Two things.
Okay.
First off, if you're in Las Vegas, why would you call me Eastern Standard Time at 1 o'clock in the morning?
We need to reconcile this because we actually got a report that you actually cut someone off, and that's what brought about us looking into the GPS to see how fast
they're going. Really? I cut someone off? You got a police report? Is that what you got?
We got a complaint. A public...
From who?
From a person from the road who called the number when they saw it was... and they reported you.
And what did they say?
They said that you were speeding, that they said you were going 95 miles an hour, but we checked that it was only 80 miles an hour. But
and
they,
where did they say this happened at?
I don't have the full report. I'm not from the local area.
The full report?
I'm not from the local area here, but I'm the supervisor.
Okay, if you say a report, so who has the full report?
Well, you have 2 hours to come down to the center, and they have the full report there, but don't you come...
Sir, center is closed.
Yeah, you have 2 hours. No, they're waiting now because the person is there. She's very upset. She's crying. She said that you...
Okay, I'll be right over.
Listen to me, you little asshole. What about the sexual organs that you had out while you were driving the vehicle also?
What about it?
Well, exactly.
Were you interested?
You were showing your sexual organs outside the window of the U-Haul truck.
How could I be speeding and showing my sexual organs outside the window in a truck, and the window's much higher than the seat? How do you figure that is?
It was at a different time. You stopped at a red light, and you had pulled your pants and underwears down?
When I was speeding on the expressway, is that when you're saying this happened?
You were at a red light later on, and you pulled your pants and underwears
down. Later on when?
When you first saw the woman, you were at a red light, and you pulled your pants.
You have GPS. You should be able to tell. What did the GPS tell you?
I don't have the full report. It just said you pulled your pants and underwears down, and you stood up, you kneeled up on the seat cushion.
Well, then how come she didn't call the police?
Because she went after you to get the license plate, and then you cut her off, and she...
and I cut her off. So, again, how come she didn't go to the police?
Well, she did a civil report because she's an illegal alien. She's a... actual, you know, like an immigrant, and she doesn't want to go through the police.
Oh, well, you're lucky me. guys are schmucks. I know who this is. It ain't working. You guys are idiots.
You were showing your male sexual organs.
Yeah, what? I was jerking off going down the road. How did you know? Did you watch?
All right, well, I'm glad you're enjoying this. It's who are we?
I'm getting a kick out of it.
Who are we? You said you know who we are.
Well, let me ask you one other question.
What
facility did I rent this from?
You got that, Zyklon, you got that, sir?
I don't know either, no.
Well, you guys work for but you don't know where I rented the truck from?
Well, we're the night shift on Sunday, to be honest. Usually all we do is print invoices.
Well, if you have a GPS on my truck, you would have all the extra data on the truck, including how I paid for the truck.
Yeah.
Could you tell me that to verify that this call is legitimate?
You paid with a card first to put the deposit down, and then you resolved it with cash after.
But I didn't do it that way. I always pay a cash deposit. You guys are bozos. I know who did this.
Well, you did.
Good track, though. I got to give you credit.
You did.
Hey, would you do me a favor?
What?
Do me a small favor.
What's up?
Are you in your office now?
Yes.
Is your computer running?
Yes.
Then you better run and catch it.
Oh, man.
Too bad I caught
Excuse
you
me.
First.
Cross.
Yes.
Cross.
Yes, Mr.
Yes,
Bell.
This is David Snoswell. I'm with the engineering department, and we're just getting some confirmation as to some of the areas that the speeding occurred in. We see that speeds of excess of 90 miles an hour were clocked in the Allegheny National Forest, continuing on to Hearts Content Recreation Site, and then Chapman State Park. Sir, are you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I am.
Are you familiar with these areas?
Oh, they're not even near where I'm at.
Well, if you're driving that fast, you probably could have gotten there, right? Allegheny National Forest, continuing on to the Hearts Content Recreation Site, and then finally the GPS is showing you going off-road at Chapman State Park.
Sir, that's in Pennsylvania. I'm in New York State.
Well, if you're driving that fast, you could easily get to Pennsylvania.
You think I drove from Pennsylvania, which is 6 hours away from where I'm at?
Well, you had the vehicle for the whole day, didn't you?
No.
No? Well, that's what our records are showing.
We got the wrong record, bozo.
And then it shows, actually, this this fun ride started at Letchworth State Park and then went to Stony Brook State Park. And then we see some off-road activity occurring at Kanakadia State Forest. Is that correct?
Listen to what you're saying. How far away is Letchworth State Park?
I have no idea. I'm just showing what our computer records are showing from the GPS tracking. So what do you have to say?
Oh, he's gone. Damn. That was pretty funny. He went from getting really mad to just being all right with it. I don't think he ever really fully believed it was fake.
Well, I looked up where he was in an area. I looked up his area code, and I was trying to find state parks in the general vicinity, but I guess I was 6 hours off.
Yeah, that's still, it was pretty funny. I like
thought we were, but the was off-road. Not related.
Who does off-roading in the actually kind of fun?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys have those popsicle trucks in your area?
Popsicle trucks.
You know, or ice cream trucks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I had a buddy that drove one here out of Seattle, and he got fired after he took it off-road.
Oh, shit.
He got bored one day, so he went off-roading.
Oh, shit. Did he have ice cream in it while he was doing it?
Yeah. He ate all the ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream. Yeah.
I think he got fired for eating all the ice cream versus going off-road.
This job lasted for one day.
That would be awesome, eating all the ice cream. Eating ice cream sandwiches while you're off-roading in an ice cream truck. And have the music playing the whole time.
That would be like, go on Reddit. What weird ways to get fired from your job.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's got to be in a movie at some point. Jackass kids should do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't think they're doing any more Jackass. Sad face.
You don't think they always say that they're not going to do another one, and they end up doing it.
Because it's done.
Because, I don't know. I don't think, though, just because he's gone, it would be, well.
Yeah.
Well, he did have some of the better pranks. He did the car toy in his ass.
Oh, God.
I think it's more because of how he died.
Yeah, because he was speeding in a car? I mean, he was...
Because he was drunk.
He was drunk.
And speeding.
Wow. Yeah.
Like that guy we just talked to.
Showing his private parts.
Yeah. What got the whole thing on sexual organs? Was it the first call?
The girl in Thailand where I asked her if she knew what a vagina was, and she didn't even skip a beat. She said, yeah, it's the female sexual organs. And I'm like, okay, I guess you do. Look out of nowhere.
You should sit called say the king of Thailand is a lady boy.
The king of Thailand has sexual organs. That's a big fucking diss. How dare you say that? How dare you say he has sexual organs? All right, here's a Brian Hopkins. He's in England. Let me copy-paste some England numbers here for you guys to see, in case you want to do any. Is Brent Westwood is Brent around? He's probably taking a break from pranks. Did a show.
He told me last night that he's helping his mom move tonight, so he probably wasn't going to be able to join in.
What a nice boy.
Well, his mom was right up near Cobra.
What a nice young man.
Yeah, he was actually broadcasting from Cobra's house last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who's this?
Brian, UK.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Mr. Brian?
No.
No? Who am I speaking with, please? This is urgent. My name is David Snoswell. I'm from the Royal Service.
You're from the what?
The Royal Service. Am I calling,
Oh, I think that was the speeding guy. I think I called the speeding guy an accident. Oops.
I was about to say, wait a minute, that sounds like a U-Haul number.
Getting calls from the Royal Service.
All right, here's Brian Hopkins now.
Call UK, say you're from...
Hello?
Hello. Hello. I know you're there, I can hear you.
I'll call the next one then.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. James.
Yep.
Yes, hi, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service, the Division of Testicular Cancer Machines. How are you doing this evening?
Really?
Yes, my name is Mr. David Snoswell, and I'm calling with an important service message for you. You sound like you're a little bit elderly, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, then I think it's imperative that you immediately check your sexual organs for any lumps, bumps, or any other abnormalities. You can do this yourself, or you may have your partner do it for you.
Oh, what are you bringing this time in the morning?
Yes. What time is it?
Eh? Yeah, man, I saw that. I'm a little dismayed at the fact that there wasn't a Superman trailer before tonight's movie that I saw. But there was the newest Star Trek trailer. I thought I had seen all the Star Trek trailers, but this one was different, the one that was attached to Oblivion today. That looks like it's going to be a good movie, man.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm real excited about the Star Trek machine. Yeah. Into Darkness.
Star Wars.
Yeah, and then eventually Mr. Abrams, exactly. Yeah, very good. Yeah, Zyklon, you know that. Yeah.
And remember, though, too, you have to, when you get to truck to 88 miles an hour, you have to turn on the flux capacitor. Can I do Jenkins on the next UK call?
Sure, man.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
Unavailable. All right, here's Brian. Did we lose Ken? We lost Ken and Milkman, huh?
His call just dropped suddenly.
Hello?
Hello, Mr.
Yes?
Hi, this is Larry from... we seem to have a problem with your truck. Unfortunately, the GPS attached to it showed that you were speeding on the M1, so we're going to charge £50 to your credit card.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Your credit card will be charged £50.
I've never been on the M1.
Our GPS is flawless. It showed you were going 80 miles per hour.
I've got to take this number and I've got to take it further.
We're going to charge your credit card, and if you don't pay within 2 hours, we'll add £25 onto it for being old.
You can do what you like. I'll get the police on this now straight away.
The police will make you pay because our GPS is
infallible. They will not make me pay because I've never been on the M1.
You are on the M1, and you will pay, sir, or we will get the police on you.
He will
and
not
the bailiffs.
Pay. He will not pay, sir. Let's try to call him back.
Yeah, you got to work the sexual organs in.
Oh, no, sexual organs. We forgot it.
Okay, so someone else called up the sexual organs.
If he answers. Hello, sexual organs. Man. Sexual organs. You heard it at that time. Okay. Well, next number here. Which one was that one? Thomas, right? Yeah, here's the next one.
Next one should be Twos.
Twos, Twazi, Twossy.
Say he was showing his sexual organs in a truck.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling about sexual organs.
Piss off.
No. I won't. Wake him up to say that. I hate this song. Hello.
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 Hey,
can I come over and show you my sexual organs?
Guess not. Sorry, man. He's not into it. Let me call Milkman back before I forget.
I just had an idea. Let's call Zappos and ask if they have any products for sexual organs.
There we go.
Cock warmer.
Sexual organs, guys. Let me get Milkman.
Sexual organ show?
Should be.
Hey, there's Big Ken.
Big Ken.
Are you checking your sexual organs, Ken?
Mm-hmm. They're all intact.
Good.
Oh,
hey, we lost you. What happened?
Hey, I don't know what happened, buddy.
Okay, was it your sexual organs?
Yeah, it was very organic. It was a general defect.
Nice.
Hello?
Yes, hello, sexual organs. I'm calling for Brian.
Pardon?
Yes, hello, sexual organs. I'm calling for Brian. I'm sorry.
Who
We're calling for Brian. We need the definition of the sexual organs, please.
Who's speaking?
My name is Eddie. I'm calling for someone to describe Brian's sexual organs to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know what a sexual organ is? The male sexual organs? Oh. Oh man! Okay,
I got a question for her.
I keep cracking myself up when I talk about that shit. God damn!
Well, Tallywog is just too funny. Tallywog.
We made this call last
night. It's also called Nunu.
Nunu has small sexual organs.
Is this the same woman?
Nunu is a sexual organ.
I've got a question for her.
Yep, I'm losing control of Skype.
Piss!
Don't die on me,
Skype. Fuck yeah! Sexual organs.
Definitely, in the title of the show, sexual organs will have to be a part of it, I guess.
Well, last night on the
sexual organ.
Last night on the Brent show, we called an IHOP, and I asked them if they could make a dirty platter of food in the shape of a sexual organ, and I lost it. I cracked up too hard.
Last night on the Brent show, Dirty Aaron took a big shit. Hey, man, what's up, Dirty Aaron?
Yeah.
Hey, guy. My audio probably sounds like a shit.
Sounds like in the toilet. Yeah, that's what I said. Yep, sexual organs. Anyway.
Are you touching your sexual organs in the toilet?
No, not yet. I'm going to poop and then masturbate there.
Nice.
Make sure you do it upper decker.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or put that shit in the microwave.
You should ask if they have any hooker turds at these homes.
I'm telling you, guys should at least once in your life try microwaving a turd for like 10 minutes because it smells really bad.
That's a plastic right there.
At some point, do that. All right, James.
Hey,
James Bronfman.
Hooker turd is your bit, Dirty Aaron. We didn't want to steal it.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, here's James in the UK. James in the UK. Hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Is James there?
Is it what?
James, is Big James there?
Sorry, got the wrong number.
No, hey, James.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Can I ask you a question? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm busy right now. I'm stroking my sexual organs, and I was wondering what is better, baby oil or lotion? What is your recommendation? Hello?
Oh, that person's gone. Oh, well.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. Fine with me. Poor sexual organs got kicked. Well, good. Thanks for saving that and remembering to include sexual organs because I forgot about it.
Check the picture I just posted in Skype chat.
Skype chat picture. Let's see here. Organ news. Wow. Archaeologists discovered giant human mummified penis. Interesting. Doesn't look like one, but looks funny, though. I like that. Very nice. Very funny. I can ask cheeseburger.com. All right. Here's a different James. And then we got
to
do
some...
Can
I talk to them?
Yeah, you can. James Davies here. And then we got to do some more U-Hauls and some more Request to Pranks, okay?
Okay.
One moment, please. Whoops. That's not right. Copy that way incorrectly.
So, Carlito, have you played Dust 514 yet?
Nope. Is that still in beta?
Yeah, it's supposed to go live sometime this year.
No, I'm thinking about playing Eve again, though. So there's that.
Hello?
Hello, is this James?
Sorry?
I'm calling for James. Is this him or her?
No, this is Noah. It's not him. No, it's his wife.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from the Ministry of Health. I have a very important health announcement. Always check your sexual organs for lumps or growths, because that may indicate you have cancer. We want everybody to ensure they have perfect sexual organ health so that they can have lots of sexual intercourse. Are your sexual organs healthy?
No. We old age, we are.
Well, good. You should have them checked. Always check your sexual organs.
Right.
And you were also caught speeding on the M1. You were going 88 miles an hour. Did you activate your flux capacitor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying.
You were going too fast on the M1. You're going to be issued a 50-pound speeding fine.
Facebook. I know you are here on the program, but a real concern about a big fall in the number of people.
What?
What?
The fuck was that?
I was going to say, if she's old, you should recommend that she use a good water-based lubricant.
No, if she's too old to use her sexual organs, she needs to donate them to somebody that can use them.
Yeah, seriously, you know? Them things we use.
Or just die.
The cat wants to leave the room. I'm going to have to take a break, let him out. Because if I'm getting up, I'm going to get some more water machine here. What's wrong, Dobby? Stay.
Wait, if I'm too old to have sex, you might as well die.
Dobby boy.
Oh, he's with me now. He came. I'm petting him now. He's all right. It's okay, Davi. You can stay. All right, we'll try a different one there. I'm calling, by the way. Going from the bottom up.
Those customers didn't know about those flux capacitors fucking tracking them all the way around.
All right, no answer there. Here's the other one. We only got one of these answers so far, right?
What yeah, we got two? The speeding guy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is that Reba?
Yes, hi. Speaking.
All right. Very good. Yes. I'm calling from rental services machines. We had a complaint that came here from the local rental center. They had us pull the records on the GPS on your vehicle that you had rented, and apparently you were speeding. We have you going 80 miles an hour for an extended period of time. Hello? Ma'am? Try her back. Why would she just hang up and not answer? Damn her. She must have been speeding, little bitch. Okay, next one.
So, Carlito, my cat is just sitting looking at me with that look of the, I want you to pet me, but I want you to come over and pet me instead of I'm coming to you.
No, no, forget that.
That's a fucking jam.
I'm the world's lady. Oh, Jesus, setting me. I'm the world's
lady. Damn it, man. I'll try her again. Hello? No. I think she picked up and hung up that time. And Craig Walker, we already did, so that's it. No more yell. All out. It's all over.
Can we call Zappos?
Do you know the number offhand? I don't have it saved currently. Let me see.
I thought we were supposed to call and ask about us products for sexual organs.
Do you have any SKU numbers, man? Yeah?
On my phone.
To have a computer?
Or maybe not.
Oh, you're in bed? What are you doing? Now you're on the phone. You don't want to say what you're doing?
Oh, well, not by my computer.
Okay. No, I'm just being stupid. I'm getting the number here. Hang on.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out on the fly. That's how we do it, you know? Brent, you still here? There, Brent?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Dirty Brent? Yep. I'm just curious if you're here. That's all.
I paired my
internet's
Bluetooth
very unreliable.
Allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Zappos.com. My name is Elsie. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. Good evening, Big Elsie. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good. I'm interested in some of these products you have here.
Okay.
And I was curious maybe I give you the SKU number and you look it up there in your little computer. You ready?
I'm truly sorry. You're cutting off in and out. I can barely understand you.
Oh, that's happening.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Yep. You sound good to me, honey. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'll just restart Skype. No, why don't you just be quiet, all right?
Hello?
I don't want to talk to you. Son of a bitch. I'm going to restart Skype. Hey, Ken and Baz. You guys are here. I think Aaron's here also, maybe.
Yeah.
And we're waiting on Milkman. Hey, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. It sounds like you got a lot of bandwidth. Like, wow, kind of shot you guys or something.
Yeah. Well, let the cat out, got some more water, and then I remembered I had a sandwich that I had made yesterday that I didn't eat, and I ate it. Yeah, it felt good. This is the Bogdan prank call. This is Bogdan.
This high potato sandwich?
No. I really wish you'd stop talking about that. Can't talk about a sandwich ever without you bringing that stupid call up. I hate that call.
I'm hungry every time I hear it.
Mashed potato soup. Anyway, I was thinking about stopping the show, but I guess I'll keep doing a little bit more, you know? Why the hell not? Well, yeah, Davi didn't want to be here anymore. Alright, here's a British number to call, and then still gotta get those requested pranks. Got a, quite a few.
I got some SKUs for Zappos, too.
Oh, they got Zappos? Alright. I think that's where we left off, with Zappos, right? Shit.
Yep.
Alright, I guess we'll do that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta find a phone number. Putting a little Zappos in your day.
Thank you for allowing us to put a little Zappos in your day. I'm Terry, and I'm a member of the ZCL. Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Zappos.com. My name's Alan. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wanting to get some information on a SKU or two that I have here that I'm looking at on this computer.
Okay, I'll do my best. Go ahead.
All right, I got 818-0063.
All right, thank you. One moment. May I have your name?
My name is Cross.
Cross? Thank you. All right, let's see. SKU Jamie comes up as the Ariat Horse Love No Shows.
Ariat Horse No Love No Shows, yeah.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, so those only come up to the ankle, it looks like, right?
It does. Only comes up to the ankle.
And these won't cover up the sexual organs whatsoever?
I don't think so.
All right, now, could a man put these on his sexual organs, you think?
I don't know. That would depend on the person.
Well, it would depend on the elastic also.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, would you ever maybe try putting that on your site, like around covering the sexual organs with the socks?
I don't think so, but your conversation's appropriate, so I'm going to release your call, okay?
It's appropriate? Yeah, thanks.
No, it's inappropriate. Thank you.
You said it's appropriate, though. Like, you said the wrong thing. Stupid.
You did.
Asshole.
You said it was appropriate.
He said it's appropriate. Sexual socks.
Those ones starting at like 781 are about fat bitches.
Okay.
You know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers do that.
Little Zappos in your day. I'm Terry, and I'm a member of the ZCLP. Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Zappos. My name is Michelle. How may I help you out tonight?
Oh, hello. I'm calling about SKU number 7736388.
Great, thank you. I'd be more than happy to help you out. And that was 7736388?
Yes.
Great, and how may I help you out?
What is it that you have this down as?
It's Butter London Nail Fertilizer Horsepower.
All right, so this is a butter fertilizer from the horse. So my guess is that they took the horse's sexual organs and they masturbated them and then made butter out of the semen that came out and all that after he had an ejaculation.
No, it's just a name, pretty much.
So they didn't masturbate a horse for this?
No.
Okay, is there anything there that would come from the horse being masturbated as an effect of it?
No.
There's no byproducts at all?
No. We're animal friendly here, okay?
Well, that's, yeah, it's from the horse, he likes it.
Yeah. So there was, did you have any more questions?
Yeah, when I grew up in Puerto Rico, there was this guy who used to masturbate the horses. The whole neighborhood knew about it, you know? Like, we knew about it. We never said anything, but we always said that guy masturbates horses.
Okay. That's cool.
That is cool. I'm glad you like it. Yeah. You know, some women call me horse, the condom filler. Yeah.
Okay.
So I fill up condoms with meat and sperm.
And was there anything, like, Zappos related I can help you out with? Or
yeah, do you?
Are you done?
Do you have anything cream pie related?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing at all, cream? Can you search for cream pie?
Mm, cream pie, like a... What are exactly are you looking for?
I don't know. You know cream pies. Cream pie is when the man finishes inside the woman, you know?
Yeah, so I'm going to disconnect the call, okay?
All right. I'll see you later. All right.
She knew what you were looking for.
She's a dirty girl. She knows what cream pie is.
No, she sounded kind of hot.
Yeah, I don't think my wife would know. I should wake up my wife and ask her, hey, Dana, you know what a cream pie is? What? Throw something at me. She must be down with a cream pie. Anybody want to talk to Zappos? Now's your chance.
The line of skews all at the bottom with a whole bunch of them in one row. Those have like fat girls and stuff
Zappos
like that.
In your day. I'm Harry, and I'm a member of the ZCLT scheduling team. To better assist you with your shopping needs, please press 1 for new orders, 2 for general questions, 3 for... Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thanks for calling.
Sexual organs.
How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Eddie.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm good. I have a SKU number for you. 7934258.
And that's the Bliss Fat Girl Soap?
Yes. And that is the Bliss Fat Girl Soap there. Now, what I wanted to see was this soap itself. Does it have anything that would irritate or possibly harm a woman's sexual organs?
Let me watch the video. Can I place you on brief hold, Eddie?
You're going to watch a video?
Yeah, it's got like the pictures of the item and then it's got the video.
Oh, play the video. Yeah, let's see if there's any sexual organ problems, any problems in the video with sexual organs.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment so I can listen to it, okay?
Okay, buddy. How long is this video? Yes.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm gonna go with no.
So you think I can put this down there, my wife's sexual organs, and it won't bother her?
I would say yes, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if you want to take that risk. I don't think it will harm her.
Okay, all right. And then, like, it's safer, all the different parts in the body, the anus, the nipples.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite parts?
My favorite parts of what?
Of the girl's body.
Her eyes.
Her eyes? You like her ass?
It depends, Eddie.
Yeah, do you like the back of the neck? You know what I like to do?
Is there anything else? Go ahead.
I like to give a girl a massage. I like to give a girl a massage, you know?
Well, that's good.
And then I sneak a finger in there, you know? That's my move. When I get to the legs, I sneak a finger in, you know, and then it's on, you know? Then it's time.
I don't know that. That's not my move at all.
There's a girl back there. Ask her if she wants a massage. Ask her. Does she have pretty knees, pretty legs and knees? Do you like girls with nice legs? Do you like that?
Not at all.
You don't like girls?
Mm-mm.
You like boys?
Is there anything else Zappos related I can help
you
with?
Oh, tell me. I'm sorry. Did I offend you? I didn't know you like boys. I'm sorry. Don't be mad.
No, you're not offending me at all.
Oh, so you like boys? What is your favorite part on the boy? The sexual organs? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Eddie.
What's your favorite part on a man? His sexual organs?
No.
No? Do you like his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You like a man's eyes? Nice.
Yes.
You like men's mouth also?
Men's
mouths? No, you don't like mouth? No. Do you like to hold hands with a man?
Eddie, is there anything else about this soap or anything else Zappos related I can help you with?
How many cute young men are there right now at the Zappos? Is there a special man there you like?
Okay, Eddie, I am going to go ahead and release the call, okay?
Is there a special man, tell me, that you think about every... That was weird and awkward. Hang on, I got to redo the video stream. Got to get a second copy of it going, because looks like the time on this one is running out. Shit. Give me a moment, please. Play some more organ music here. He likes the girl's eyes, you see that? That's so cliche. That says, oh, I like your eyes.
He's you the answer that he would give to the chick. You talk to another dude, like, oh, she has some good tits.
Yeah, man. Big boobies.
They're like big pussy loves.
Big fat pussy pumpers.
Yep.
Or big black pussy pumpers, that's what it was. That's a good movie. I'm almost done with this, hang on. This music's fucking stupid.
Love how they had a video to fucking punch their tooth.
I like the bass beat on that. Anyway, we've been there and done that. Okay, we'll call Zappos back maybe in a little bit, maybe. Before that, let's look at Request a Prank, see what's going on there, what's to do for. We already did this last white iPhone. Let me refresh it first.
Roommates.
All right, fine, we'll do roommates. Let me go to the older messages. I think I tried to do one already, but it didn't work. Okay, so we'll do this one then. Female looking for a male to share bedroom. That's all we got here from the ad. No problem. Here it is. Just a moment. Do. Aaron, you want to do a prank or are you good? All right, Aaron.
Beating his wife.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I think that went right to voicemail. I would expect guys are just jumping on this whole opportunity.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You know, if they're legit, it just seems weird. Like a honeypot. It's too good to be true.
There's one that has a studio apartment, and I think that's the one that included her picture in it also.
Could be the old bait and switch.
Yep. Female in studio apartment looking for a roommate to share. And as Ken said, a pick is included. Very nice. Here we go. Nice futon there in that pick, looks like. Nice Walmart furniture. Very nice. Nice Walmart furniture. Looks like for an end table, you get one of those Tupperware container stacks.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking at this roommate for a one room roommate you're looking for.
Right.
For what is it, 100 a week? Or that's 100 a week, 400 a month, right?
Yep. I put that in there, too. I was really straightforward about that.
Oh, no. I was a little confused about if it was 100 a month or, a week. You don't have to be rude. You know? So is this Walmart furniture you have there and sexual organs?
What'd you say? Did a Walmart furniture house?
Yeah, and sexual organs.
Walmart furniture and what else?
Sexual organs.
Sexual organs?
Yeah, there's a picture here with sexual organs in it.
Not on my ad.
Yeah, there's you. You're outside on like a balcony, and you're showing your sexual organs.
If it works, we sign on to it. Why not? Fantastic on paper. Yeah. In reality,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, and then on
that'd
the,
be if you were naked.
No, I can see your sexual organs in here.
And as Mike says, there's always the chance of further acting outside your partner. And
so it's very, you're very promiscuous, it looks like. That's an ugly top you're wearing in the picture, though. You look like an old lady, you know?
How do I bring it up?
Why did you start this in the first place?
What?
Well, so you look like that top that you're wearing in this picture. Where
you're kind of just scaring me. You're scaring me.
You look like an old lady. It's like a polka dot pink on black. It looks like it's something out of the 70s.
Are you happy that you're scaring me?
No, I'm just...
You're scaring me, personally.
Because I'm telling you...
I'm really normal. Girls and guys go around wearing clothes, and they have sex parts and bodies parts.
Sexual
you're
organs.
Scaring me.
Sexual
are you
organs.
Are you scaring me?
I'm not meaning to scare you, honey, baby.
You are scaring me.
Okay.
Don't call me honey.
Can I get
scaring
your,
me.
Can I get your address so I can come by and look at the apartment?
No.
Well, you say, yeah, that it's $400 a week.
No. You're already wrong.
Is this in a hotel room?
$100 a week and $400 a month if you live here for 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, some months have 5 weeks in them instead of four. So what happens then?
What's your name?
This is Eddie.
Eddie, you already scared me.
Okay, can we start from the beginning?
I said you already scared me. We're not going to get along.
No, but we're not, you know, I'm not going to bother you or anything. I just, you know, want to stay there.
I don't have to give you my address. Would you want me to come to your address and fuck with you? No.
Well, yeah, sure. You can come over and everything. Just don't wear that ugly top of yours. That's all. And you can show me your sexual organs all you want.
Why are you saying sexual organs?
What else am I supposed to call it? Something disgusting?
You know, there's a porno industry, like, blossoming, like, over in Chatsworth, but that's not really my problem. All have sexual organs. We all have mouths and eyes and hands and feet.
Yeah,
and tongues.
I can see them all.
I wouldn't let you come over here after what you just said. You totally just flunk.
I'm sorry.
Why would you say that to me?
I was trying.
I'm really cute and pretty, and I'm single. I don't want some guy to come fucking hurt me sexually.
No, I don't. I would never do that. God, no. I would never dream of doing that.
Are you sure? I hope. You promise?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
I mean, like, I'm cute and single and nice and pretty. I mean, you wouldn't come and hurt me because I look happy, cute, nice, and single, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
No, I'm sorry. Can we start again over again, you know? Can we go back to, you know, before I met you and everything? There's only one bathroom, right? Are you comfortable when you're taking a shower if I can use the toilet?
No.
But I won't flush it while you're using the hot water because that gets cold. But
no, actually you wouldn't. The hot water here never runs out.
Oh, that's good. That's good, but
isn't like that. I had a boyfriend like that, and the apartment one was really like that. He died. He died when I was 30.
Uh-huh.
I'm 42. He died when I was 30.
Oh, you're pretty
I wasn't
old.
With him. He has a baby. And the baby's like a Mexican thing, like, I come from total white people, and these total white guys are like flipping out. They're like Hispanic cultures. Well, you could be dumb like white cultures too, or dumb black cultures, or dumb Asian cultures. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. No.
Yeah, you see,
no, if I was taking a shower, and you came and peed when I was in there, I'd be really mad.
Well, but
because I would be desperate because I need rent money. And if you flush the toilet, the hot water wouldn't run out. The hot water never runs out here.
Okay.
I am not those people.
Well, no, I mean,
I don't know if it was me and a guy I knew when I was like 20 years old, or if it's you or something you want. Do you think that's kind of sad and weird?
What do you mean, so I can't?
You should just only, like, have nice things going on. Don't you know how to be a roommate with a girl? Like, if she's your coworker or your boss or your sister?
No. No, you sound like you're a little crazy. You know? You sound like you're a little crazy. I'm a little worried now.
Why? Because you called and said you wanted to come to my sexual organs?
No, I said I could see your sexual organs hanging out of this top and these pants that you're wearing in this picture. I'm just letting you know. I don't know
if you can. No, you can. I'm not wearing a low-cut bra or tight pants.
It's not very modest. And, well, I'll tell you what else. You know, I hate Spics, but I like Mexicans, you know?
You hate Facebook or Spics? What'd you say?
I hate Spics, but I like Mexicans. And I hate niggers, but...
Spics? What does Spics mean?
I hate niggers, but I like black people, you know? It's like there's black people and there's N-words, you know, and there's Mexicans, good Mexicans, and then there's Spics out there, you know? And I don't like them. I like Mexicans.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm living in my car. I'm staying in my car. I was just using...
Are you live in L.A. or something?
Yeah, I came from Las Vegas. I came
where
down
are you?
Here.
Where are you from?
From Las Vegas.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I'm from Vegas.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I'm from Vegas, yep. Why would you say I'm not? I know where I'm from. What are you talking about?
Were you born there?
I was born, yeah, and raised, but I left. My mom's always on my case. You know, my girlfriend left me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm English white.
That's cool. I like that. That's good.
No, you don't. You said you think I'm like a Spic. A Spic is a slang for Italians 100 years ago in New York.
Oh, whatever.
There's no Spicy Italian immigrants here. It's a lot of Mexican brown people around here.
Oh, I like that. That's good. You know, do you like to cook?
And I'm a girl female. Am I supposed to be like the immigrants and minorities? I mean, it's really weird.
Yeah,
I can't deal. What you already said. I look like a Spic. I look like a Spic, but I'm a girl. And my mom was blonde, and I lived at my mom's house. And that's like old school, like if you're in New York or something. You're really weird.
Yeah, do you like working?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where do you work?
I don't have a job. That's what scares me.
So how are you getting money? Are you, like, doing tricks on the street and stuff like that?
Huh? I got money. I keep getting money in the nice right ways. I'll do some work, or I'll split my apartment or something like that, or I'll get a job, or I'll do something. It's nothing illegal. What are you, a cop? The cops have checked me out so many times, and they're like, Michelle's okay, because I am.
No, I'm cool. No, I was wondering, you know, about these pictures and sexual organs showing, you know, and a vibrator on your desk and all that.
There's not a vibrator on my desk.
Yeah, do you have a vibrator? Do you use one?
Would you shut up?
No, tell me.
I don't want to talk to you. There's no vibrator on my desk.
Where do you keep it? Is it you keep it under the cushions or the futon?
I don't have a vibrator. You're gross.
You don't have a dildo then?
No.
Do you ever use, like, vegetables and stuff, like a cucumber?
No.
Oh, do you like sex?
I'm not going to tell you if I did or I didn't. You just scared me.
It's going to be hot when we're sleeping together in the same bed and all that. I don't know.
No, you're not going to be here. I'm not going to ever meet you.
I don't know how I'm going to keep my hands off of you, you know? I'm just going to keep touching.
You're gross.
Touching and touching.
Do you know you're scaring me?
Why? Don't be scared. I'm cool. I'm a cool guy.
No, you're not.
I'm a cool guy. I'm just trying to, you know, figure all this out, man. Everyone's stressing me out, you know, stressing me out about this. I need to reduce my spending, so that's why I'm looking for a place to split with this sexy girl, you know?
No.
Yeah, come on.
You're not decent, and you scare me.
I'm a decent human being. You haven't even
came across guys like you when I was a teenager, and you were scary. And I'm 42 right now, and my picture's real.
I go to church and every week too. You want to go with me? We can go to church together and sit together, and you know, maybe later on we get to know each other. We can hold hands in the church, and I could introduce you to the pastor.
Why are you doing this?
Why?
Oh. Why don't you shut the fuck up and stop saying stuff that will scare me?
No, I'm just saying it'd be nice if you could come to church with me and I'll introduce you to the pastor. Hello?
You have reached Muhammad's voicemail.
I wear Hawama, you know? Oh, you make me laugh. You have such a good sense of humor. You're so hot when you're angry, Michelle.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're
like the nightmare of me. You make me sick. You make me sick and scared and fucked up.
You're really hot when you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Do you like makeup sex? Isn't that like the best sex? It's... Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You. I would never have sex with you, and you make me scared. You're like,
Can I just sit? I'll sit there in a chair and look at you.
On people that had a beer. I had a beer.
I can sit.
All I did was have a beer. You're like my worst nightmare. You were really scary, dude.
Okay. What did you say? All you've had is a beer? What?
I said all I did was have a beer. I am not evil or bad.
What are you talking about? What do you mean all you had was a beer?
I'm never going to meet you and you cannot come with me.
Asshole, what are you saying all you had was a beer? What are you talking about?
I had a beer.
Where?
I drank a beer. A beer makes me drunk.
So you're drunk?
Yeah.
Why are you spending money on beer when you don't have a job and you can barely afford your rent and stuff?
It costs less than a lot of other stuff. It's only 50 cents beer.
Oh, what'd you get?
The beer is only 50 cents a beer.
What beer is it? God.
Costs more than beer.
What fucking beer is it?
I don't know what the money costs.
What fucking beer is it? What kind? What brand? What label?
Why? Why do you want to know?
I just want to know what the cheap beer is, because I'm going to get that. It sounds good. It's cheap.
Oh, for yourself?
Yeah, for me. I drink beer. Well, what kind? Do you have cable TV?
No.
Did you buy a 40?
I don't have cable TV.
Did you buy a 40? What'd you get?
No. Really cheap beers. And there's like light beer and the lager version. And I switched from the light to the lager. And I was astounded how drunk the lager makes me. But I'm a skinny girl. I said, I put this thing on my Facebook. Look, beer make girls drunk faster.
Yeah.
Girls got to really watch out for not driving and drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
And girls got to watch out for women. Women, I know I'm a woman. You know I'm age 42. And I have to watch out to not...
Yeah, you're pretty old.
When I'm drunk.
Yeah, you're pretty old, so you got to be careful.
I'm sitting at my desk too long, like when I was a student or a girl in high school or college.
Okay.
And I just, like, had a beer. And I'm just, like, of course, like, exercise or eating or going to sleep is better than that.
Hey, what's your Facebook, just so I can check that out?
I don't want to tell you my Facebook.
Oh, man. All right. Can I give you my website? You can go to it, check it out. But you see, I'm cool. I'm just joking around. I'm serious. I've been drinking too, you know. But I had to spend a lot more for beer. This 50-cent beer thing sounds good.
It is. They sell it at Walgreens.
Yeah, but what's the brand? So I know.
The Big Flats.
Big Flats. All right, I'll check it out. All right. Do you want? Can you?
And it's cans of beer. It's cans of beer at Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna be a beer addict. It's so good. And I happen to keep having money, and no one cares if I drink it.
Hey,
and
who
the
cares?
People at the store laugh
who
when
cares?
I buy them on to be a beer ghetto fat ass addict girl. But it's cheap and it could be Big Flats.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares? Hey,
at Walgreens, Big Flats at Walgreens.
So I have a blog.
It's
and
legal. It's
okay, all right, all right,
it's
honey.
Like, they
have okay.
Lighter lager.
Okay.
Lighter regular.
I don't care anymore. Okay, look.
I usually go to the light beer, and I drink a lager, and the lager makes me
I'm like, woo!
This is like my wife when she gets drunk.
But I don't do anything weird. I just sit there going, oh my god, I'm drunk. And I laugh with my friends or laugh at music videos on the internet.
Michelle.
Yeah?
I'm a blogger. That's why I don't get a lot of money for my work. I have a blog, you know, a news blog. It's a local blog. I don't know. Do you have a computer? You have internet?
Yeah.
You want to check it out just so you can go to it and see I'm not that bad of a guy?
Does it have a picture of you on it?
Yeah, I'm on there.
Don't why do you think my photo is about sex organs?
I don't know.
I'm not even, you don't scare me.
No.
You know how much hatred can be done on women that look pretty? I'm like being healthy and pretty. Actually, I don't care if I'm drunk or sober.
Yeah.
And there's similar like hatred around on women to just look cute. I mean, I'm not even wearing a low-cut shirt and I have boobs. I know a girl. I'm a girl.
Alright.
I'm not wearing, I'm not
yeah,
wearing
you want to check
shorts.
Out the, you want to check out the website?
And I look fine either way. I mean, if I don't really need, like, I've been afraid, like, someone was mean to me in high school.
Michelle.
When I went to high school and I don't really want anybody being mean to me. I'm like, no, I do not.
Okay.
No, I don't. Ever.
Can you check the website out?
What is it?
It's, meatspin.com.
Meatspin?
Yeah, meatspin.com. Make sure you turn your speakers up.
Is it www.meatspin.com?
Yeah, the meatspin is all together, one word, no spaces, you know. And
me or meat?
Meat, like you eat meat, spin.
Meat, M-E-A-T?
M-E-A-T. Spin.
It sounds like you're a gay rights activist.
No.
Yeah, you're... Too much, like, just like total fucking and porno and stuff.
Yeah, that's the video. That's why I want to show you sexual organs.
I don't really care.
You saw the sexual organs? Isn't it nice to look at them?
Not really. I don't really. I need to tell you what I really think of that. I know what pornos and stuff are.
Oh, it's sexy, though, right? Doesn't it make you all hot and bothered?
No.
Have you really only had one beer? You're really lying, Michelle.
No, it doesn't.
You've had more than one beer, dude. Seriously?
No, it doesn't make me hot and bothered. No.
Okay, have you really had more? Not you really haven't had more than one beer because you sound like you're so drunk.
Why are you doing this?
You really are drunk. Do you have a drinking problem at all, or you just drink a lot tonight?
No, but I drank a bunch of beers. But it doesn't mean that I have a drinking problem. I just drink a bunch of beers.
Then why did you tell me that
I know what sex and pornos are.
Why did you tell
Everybody
me you only
I'm
had one
door,
beer?
Why
did you tell me you only had one beer when you had more than that?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said, I only had one beer. Now, right now, you just said you had a bunch of beers. I know you're not that drunk off of one beer.
Hello?
You're scaring me. Did you know that?
Hey, Brian. Brian.
Yes?
Hey, Michelle's on the line, and she's drunk, and she's horny, and she wants to sleep with you.
Oh, forget it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you
Shut
do.
Shut up. She's wrong.
Ryan, she says she's horny for you.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
She just went to your website. She got all hot and bothered because she's been drinking. Yeah. Now he knows. I told him. Oh shit, I hung up on her. Damn it, I hung up on the wrong one.
Call her back.
Oh shit. I hit the wrong one. Fuck.
I found her Facebook page.
Oh, you did? How'd you do that?
She put her email address in the ad.
Oh god, she's fucking drunk off her ass, just sitting there.
She's down to fuck, for sure.
Holy shit. What the hell, man?
Call her back, but she's probably so shit-faced she doesn't know that you hung up on her.
Yeah. This is busy.
She lives in, Canoga Park.
That's a fucking keeper.
Hello?
Hey, I found you. Michelle Clevenger, right?
Eddie?
Yeah.
You just called me back.
Yeah, I hung
Why
up.
Why did you do that?
I hung
I
up
heard
on
a guy
accident.
Named Brian on the other line. Don't fuck around.
Yeah, he was interested, but I told him that you were telling me that you wanted to sleep with him or something.
No, I don't.
You're Michelle Clevenger, right?
No, I don't. You're making me mad. Yeah, I'm Michelle Clevenger. What do you want to do?
So what's up? No, I'm just saying it's cool. I like you. You're really.
You heard me say that too. Why did you do that?
You never say that was your name. What do you mean? Or that, not say that to Brian?
I know two guys named Brian. I'm friends with two different guys named Brian.
Yeah, but
they're
one...
They're probably not the same Brian, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to call the other Brian right now and let him know what you've been talking, you know, about your sexual organs.
Would you shut up? What? I did slangy, pissy stuff, like, what am I, a piece of poor ass?
You like sexual organs. You were watching on the computer just now. I caught you, you dirty girl.
Why do you shut up?
Well, it's true.
Why would you bug with me this way?
Well, you're sitting there looking at dirty pictures on the computer. I caught you.
No.
You like doing that?
No, I don't.
Okay, whatever.
Welcome to the messaging.
You say
cabin.
So. So did you find your vibrator, or did you want to tell me the truth about...
I bet you pissed off your friend Brian, and you're pissing me off and scaring me.
Well, don't be angry. I just wanted you to hear me do a phone call, you know?
You're scaring me, and that guy Brian that you're talking about knows you're a dumbass.
Yeah, maybe.
You're wrong.
Maybe. So how many beers did you have? Five? You had like 5 beers, didn't you? Yeah, I know.
No, I had 5 taco weenies.
Taco weenies?
Uh-huh.
You're going to get fat. You know, you got to be careful. A woman your age.
I know I'm not going to get fat.
Yeah, a woman
you're
when you're...
scaring the fucking shit out of me.
When you're 42
you tell
years
me your
old.
Phone number, Eddie?
Yeah, when you're 42 years old, you start getting fat, you know? Old and fat and
tell
wrinkly.
Me your phone number.
You have it on the caller ID, stupid.
No, I don't. My caller ID is broken.
What do you mean? Your screen on your phone's broken?
This is how I make friends with people. I put Craigslist ads saying I need a roommate, and my caller ID is broken. It doesn't work. I'm like, why doesn't my caller ID show up? It doesn't say who's calling me.
I'm sorry. This...
You have to tell me who you are. Like, okay, so your name is Eddie, and what's your phone number?
I don't know. You're gonna wait a minute. Why? Are you a police?
No, but they might be listening, you stupid fuck.
All right, well,
and I don't really appreciate what you did.
Why?
I what are you doing? I'm like, I'm a really nice woman. Who cares if I had a beer? I'm not driving or walking around.
You had more than one beer.
What if I, like, ate too much sugar? Would you fucking kill me for that, too?
You had, like, 5 beers.
You said your name's Eddie. What's your phone number, Eddie?
I don't want to give it to you because I'm afraid that... You're too drunk to write it down anyway. Don't worry. I'll call you back myself
no,
later.
No, I'm not, you stupid fuck. I remember everything, and all the neighbors can hear me, and I remember things if I have a beer or sugar... or coffee or alcohol. I remember everything.
Yeah, you don't remember where
you
your
know
vibrator...
that? You know that? What do you think? You like to go around finding out who had a beer? What do you want me to do, go sober because of you?
Yeah, I'm right.
Are
I'm
you
writing...
sober? Did you drink a beer?
No.
You stupid fuck?
No,
did you
I didn't drink
a fucking beer?
No.
What the fuck are you doing fucking with me?
Fuck you.
Did you drink a beer? What, did you have a fucking donut? You're going to get fat. Don't eat donuts or drink beers. Why are you calling me and bother me? Who are you?
Yeah, you're going to get fat. You're old. You're 42. I'm not that old. I'm younger than you.
That's really ghetto if you're a white, black, brown, or Asian. I'm young. You can be young and dumb and die when you're young, idiot.
Yeah. Well, you're going to die in a few years of alcoholism. Your liver is going to explode because you're so sick drinking beers all the time, cheap beers.
So why did you call me to tell me that?
Well, you know, and I like you. You look cute, you know?
Oh, so you want to, like, fuck me first and then I could go die somewhere?
No, I need to get a room.
Why did you call me? Why are you gonna, like, you think I'm, like, my liver's fine.
Okay.
So you want to, like, fuck me first and then I could just go die somewhere conveniently and you just will go around fucking more chicks that
yeah.
you think are drunk and dumb and don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You said your name's Eddie. What, is your name Eddie?
Yeah, I told you that already. Yeah.
Why are you bugging me? You said you live in your car. Do you live in your car?
Yeah.
Why are you bugging me?
Well, I told you I was on my iPhone and I saw that you are, you know, looking for a roommate.
Well, why are you torturing me because of my ad?
I just want to make a deal. I want to come take a look at the place and give you $100
a week. You can't live here. You're already fucking scared the hell out of me.
What did I do?
Big
I didn't
time.
Do anything. I didn't
you
do
You already fucking scared the hell out of me, and there's another guy here.
What?
You can't fuck me. I don't want you to fuck me, you stupid little fuck. Do you get that? Would
what?
You shut the fuck up and fuck off?
What did
I don't need somebody to come fuck me, and there'll be another guy here. Didn't you fucking get that?
What did I ruin that?
Who the
that?
Fuck do you think you are? Why, because I'm by myself? Or I had a beer? Who in the fuck do you think you are?
What about cream pie?
I think you're an asshole.
Do you know what cream pie is?
And I'm listening to the fucking neighbors running around.
If I started screaming, they'd fucking come and the police would come in a minute. They'd be like, what's going on? I'm not saying the neighbors are my gangbanger friends, but they'd be like, what the fuck? You can't fuck with me like that.
Yeah,
do you
well,
understand that yet?
They hate you. They
Where's
call
my
you...
sex organs, you fucking faggot ass?
They call you stupid.
I'm wearing normal clothes in a photo. Where's yeah. my fucking sex organs, you fucking little freak?
They're showing. If you lighten up the picture, if you lighten the contrast, you can see your sexual
organs.
No, they're
organ. Not. I am like, look, a girl wearing pants and a shirt.
No, your sexual
organs.
I'm walking
organs. Around in a pants and a shirt, you fucking weirdo.
They're hanging
Who
all
are you?
Out. They're,
What's your phone number?
You, that old lady top of yours.
I don't want you to fucking come near here.
I'm
you could be an old fucking lady. There's a lot of ugly old ladies.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ugly little weird dudes. It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be ugly or happy or nice or healthy.
Mm.
You got a clue? This isn't funny. You bring out the worst in me and you're weird.
I don't
and
know.
My caller ID really doesn't work on my phone. I was pissed today it didn't work.
Well, chill out.
And
don't be,
there'll be another guy here renting to live here. And it's, this isn't a joke. Would you stop? Would you get a clue on that?
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. You are. I'm not lying. I just told you the truth.
Hey, I'm looking at
you scared the fucking hell out of me.
I'm looking at a picture.
You can never come here.
How does
you
this...
You can never come here.
Okay,
I'm
shut up. 42 shut the fuck
even,
up.
Or even, like, age 15.
Oh,
you're a
God.
Fucking scary dude.
Here we go again. Listen, honey, I'm looking at a...
Fuck off, honey, faggot ass. What are you calling me honey for? Who in the fuck do you think you are? You will never come here, and I will never know you. Do you get that, you little motherfucker? This is you fucking stupid little freak. You will never come here, and I will never be friends with you. How dare you call me honey? You're a fucking weirdo. And I'm glad I'm not alone with you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've only just made friends with the nicest guys around here.
Okay.
And some women, too, and I am a woman.
Okay, that's fine.
You are
fine.
A scary motherfucker, dude. You go call somebody else honey, you little fucking faggot ass. What the fuck you think I'm like, honey? My sex organ parts? I'm wearing baggy shorts and a t-shirt, you stupid fuck. Don't ever fucking talk to me like that again. You're the fucking honey. Get the fuck away from me. You can't ever come here. And you think this is funny? You're scaring me from my body and my life.
Okay. Take
you want
it
me to dress ugly and die because you think I look hot and you're going to come and fuck me and you think that's what I'm for? What if I was alone with you? You're my worst fucking nightmare.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to make you upset, okay?
Don't fucking call me sweetie. You're my worst fucking nightmare.
You said
what,
honey.
You think because I'm pretty that I'm here for you to fuck? You can't come here for me to fuck you. You can fucking fuck off.
So don't call
you're
you honey.
You're my worst nightmare.
Don't call you honey or
and
sweetie.
And if it wasn't you, somebody else, somebody did this to me when I was a teenager. I was just like being happy and doing aerobics in school. I was like a teenage girl. And it's some fucking weirdos all, you know you want it, you know you want it, you know you want it. And I was like, you're like, fuck off, dude.
I know, right?
You're so wrong. It's freaking me out.
It's bullshit, man. Fuck off, right? Don't you hate that shit?
No, I mean it. Like, fuck off. Like, it'll just come. You're not going to be my friend. You're not helping me really fix my problem. You just want to come fuck with me and make something scary. And I'm 42. Like, I look like, sometimes I look really cute and our people think I'm young, which sucks when you're trying to make money. You're trying to make money and be like, I'm experienced and a professional and the blah, blah. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm 42 years old. It was scared the hell out of me.
Well, I'm
lucky that I didn't just get in trouble because you're scaring me and the neighbors could hear me yelling at you on my phone.
All right, well, maybe you should calm down, honey. I'm sorry. Don't get so mad.
No, maybe you should shut up and stop saying honey.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby.
No, you should shut up and stop saying baby. You just caused it. You caused it on me.
Baby.
You caused it on any girl.
Baby, baby, baby.
And I wouldn't care. I know when I have a beer or not, and I know when I'm hungry, tired, skinny. Sometimes my ass gets on the fat side. I'm still skinny when even my ass is fat. I'm still like, no, what's up. And you're just mean. I don't need any mean dude. I really never want any mean dude. You're mean. You're like an Anon. You're like an Al-Anon. You go, what do you go, praying around scared people? What if I never had a beer again and you'd still be a jerk to me?
Yeah.
You'd be, go find someone else to be a jerk to. Don't be a jerk. You got some kind of an Al-Anon problem towards women.
An Al-Anon problem? What?
Towards women.
Oh, an Alcoholics Anonymous problem?
You have some kind of a problem. You, like, you want to just fuck with somebody, me. It's not cool. You can't do that.
Well, you need to calm down, sweetie. I'm not trying to make you all upset, you know, and yell and stuff. And mess up your...
I'm lucky that the police or the manager right. or the neighbors didn't just get me in trouble right now. You could really fuck me up and you scare me. I don't want you near... You won't even listen to what I just said.
Okay.
I'm, like, walking outside right now. Like, everything's fine where I live in my apartment building.
That's good.
You're not supposed to scare me like that. Mm. Who the fuck do you think you are, like, talk to me like that?
I'm looking at a picture of you.
What is your problem with me? Like, everything's fine where I actually live. I could get in trouble for being a loudmouth right now because you're scaring the fucking shit out of me.
I'm looking at a picture. Shut up.
You
want
to make me homeless? Who in the fuck are you? Why
Michelle.
Would you do this?
Michelle.
And you still say, honey, baby? What is wrong with you?
Michelle.
You caused a reaction like this out of me.
Michelle.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. Michelle, I'm looking at this picture of you at USC and you're sitting down, like, in front of the steps. You look really young there. Is that, like, 10 years old? How old were you in that picture? You look really cute in that picture.
Like, a day yesterday?
It was yesterday?
Uh-huh.
It says
me
March.
Sitting down on the steps?
It says, yeah, March 20. Was it back in March?
Yeah, that's like me now.
Oh, wow.
I come from here.
Oh,
that's
look
really me.
You look really cute.
You get
know?
It?
You're really pretty girl.
I am really cute and nice.
Yeah, and
so
I can
are the neighbors. So are a lot of people.
Yeah, so you
don't go fuck with them because they're cute and nice.
Yeah, you shouldn't be showing your sexual organs out to everybody, you know, when you're
I'm not. And your porno link was really disgusting. That is porno. That is sexual organs.
That is sexual organs. I'm glad you know what
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, you told like people fucking.
That's what
you're fucking.
Your
me.
Picture looks just like
I
that.
I know you people fucking. Like, it looked like a penis and a vagina just fucking getting it on fucking. I know what that is. And it's like, dude, I don't, that's not my hobby. I know how to have sex. I don't need anybody harassing me. And it's really weird. You're freaking me out.
When's the last time you had a sex?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
I'm really ago? Great for having sex. I know how to have sex. It's not my problem. And don't mess with me.
Mm. Do you like to get on top? What's your favorite part? Favorite
none.
Position?
None. I don't care.
Do you like doggy? Do you do that?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
I thought you just said you're good for having sex. What do you mean?
No, I'm not, Dan. I'm not. I suck.
You
I
suck.
Hate sex.
You hate sex. You're lying. You like sex. You're a dirty girl. I know you are. Come on. You're showing your sexual organs in these pictures. You're a dirty girl. You know?
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm fully covered.
You're sexy little dirty
I'm not
girl.
Naked. You mean like naked? And you're not supposed to really harass naked people, actually, anyways.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Because it's rude.
Well,
you're not supposed to harass naked people.
If I see a pretty woman on the street, I go, hey, baby. Hey, sweetie, honey, baby.
No.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to harass people on the street. You really aren't.
Whenever I see a sexy girl, I yell, go, woo, honey, baby, like that, you know?
Well, I would be running. If you were yelling because of me, I would be running. And you really shouldn't do that.
Well, I do.
What do you do? You go around chasing all the neighbors, the teenage daughters, or wives, too? Or me? I'm single, and I'm fine by myself. Do you understand this?
Yeah, but I can take...
I don't need to see some porno fucking shit. I already know what pornos and sex are. Everybody does.
I could take care of you.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, I could. I could take care of you. Come on. Come on, I'll take care of you. I'll give you $300 a week.
For what?
For a roommate rent. And I'll get cable connected in my name and I'll pay for it. Cable TV. I'll get all the channels. You like? You want to watch Game of Thrones on HBO? I'll get HBO and you can watch it with me. You know? You can be my little chicken, you know?
I would be great at being a little chicken, but I don't believe you. I think you're fucking me over.
Well, you can sit on my lap.
You think you're being mean.
You can sit on my lap and I'll pet you like my little chicken.
Sorry. like I'm your little chicken.
Yeah.
Why not a cat or a dog? Then I look more like a male.
No, I want you to be my little chicken.
Chickens are like birds. You're too mean. You're like, you're mean. Like, you're mean though. You just were mean.
I'm making you laugh. You like me. You're attracted to me.
I don't really care. Like, are you mean? You want him to give me your phone number?
Yeah, you smoke a lot of cigarettes. I can tell. You got big smoker cough. That's bad.
I know. I'm too sexed out with cigarettes and alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Why don't you tell me, is your name really Eddie?
Yeah, I'm Eddie.
Then why don't you give me your phone number? This is a problem. This is not cool. You're acting really weird towards me, and I'm acting freaky back at you. I don't care how old you are, I am, or what the hell.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give me your phone number, then it's really weird. And my caller ID really doesn't work.
What's wrong
with
it?
It's a landline.
And you can't afford it?
I have a landline and a cell phone. My landline doesn't work. You have to give me your phone number.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll just call you later. When are you going to be home? Alone?
No. Why didn't you call me? Give me your phone number.
And what? You're going to call me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, why?
Possibly.
To hang out?
I think that you don't want me to hang out with you. I think you're weird.
Oh, I want to hang out. I like you. I want to hang out with you. Yeah, totally. All right.
No, Eddie, are you weird?
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm straight. I'm good.
You're coming off really fucking weird. I could have just got in trouble for yelling, like, the manager of my building, the neighbors, the police, and people that know me could have just fucking just been like, why is Michelle yelling? You're not supposed to be yelling at, like, 11:30 at night here.
All right,
scaring me.
I'll give you my number.
Where I'd start yelling.
I'll give you my number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's,
Hey, guys. I
recently
heard you were up for,
7/5/12/702/7. Yep. You know, like, here, like, you know that there's an entertainment industry and media industry from Hollywood in Los Angeles, California, right?
So, yeah.
And then I've been an employee around there, and I know what's up with that, right?
And the porno?
They made a bunch of laws, like, they just passed a bunch of laws, like, you have to wear your condom in pornos.
Yeah.
And I was laughing because the porno people obviously tried to go to Ventura, and Ventura was freaking out, like, because you need film permits and stuff.
Okay.
I used to go get film permits and work on films, but it wasn't nudity. I was mostly, like, rated R stuff. Huh? And I was like 25 too.
Oh wow, you're awesome.
So don't fuck with me though. I don't. No, I don't need you to show me porno fucking like penis vagina. I don't. That's not. You didn't really need to do that.
All right, but you'll be my little chicken at least, right?
I don't know. No, I rented like I actually just shared my apartment with this guy. His name is Mark.
Uh huh.
And he's really nice.
So what?
And before that, I should,
so what? Who cares?
Sure, Reggie just left. Reggie's my friend on Facebook. And I
who
don't
cares?
Need anyone pressuring me about sex,
yeah.
ever. I know how to have sex.
And so what? Who cares, right? Did you fuck Reggie?
No.
Yeah, why not?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Hello?
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Brian,
you
Michelle,
guys,
I got Michelle on the line, and she's saying she wants to fuck
you. Shut up. Would you stop doing that, Eddie? Eddie, would you fuck off, Eddie? Would you shut up? Stop doing that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
You should be sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll just let you talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying? Reggie came over and he fingered
you? You should be sorry. Dudes were going to get mad at you worse than I am.
Reggie came over.
I can keep my voice down and not get in trouble in my neighborhood where I live in my apartment for being allowed on my phone. Dude, you should fuck off. You're an idiot.
Okay,
and
hey.
You're going to piss off Brian and a bunch of men that are bigger than you besides me. You're dumb. You're wrong.
Okay, Tiger. I'm sorry. Right.
You're going to piss off more people besides me, and I'm a girl. And I know you'd win me in wrestling arm contests, a fucking, like, wrestling contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd win, dude. You're bigger than me. But it's like, you're going to piss off a lot of men, and you're going to be a weirdo.
What about masturbation contest? I start at the same time you do.
Go listen to Love Line on K-Rock, dude. No. That's like your job.
Is Brian there? I have a woman here who's fucking him on the phone.
Shut up. No, he doesn't. Would he stop doing that? Why did you do that?
Because you're fucking Brian.
Huh?
You're fucking Brian.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I do not have a lover named Brian.
Well,
you're totally wrong.
You just have a fucker named Brian. You know, you're fucking a guy named Brian, and it's dirty, filthy.
Would you stop it?
You're showing your private parts all over.
Would you stop doing this?
Brian.
Are you going to call me again?
Brian.
Dude, fuck off. Are you
going to
call me again?
Brian, Michelle's messed up, pissed off that you have a wife because she wanted to fuck you.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I'm telling everyone.
You're the one with the problem.
I'm telling everyone.
I don't care if I had a beer or not. And I look glowy faced, eyed, happy, pretty, with or without a beer or a boyfriend. And
yeah, you're gonna look
and
fat.
And I have women friends, and you're being really weird. Are you gonna do this again?
You're gonna look fat pretty soon too, because you're old, wrinkly. You're gonna get those wrinkles under your chin.
I am fat and old.
Yeah.
Now I'm a size 7 instead of 4. Would you stop it?
Oh, you're getting up there, aren't you? You're getting up there in the age, old lady. Old crow.
Delete. Stop doing that.
What?
Don't fuck people.
Okay.
You're gonna piss off men a lot more than me, dude.
Who?
Dude, don't fuck with me because I'm a woman. There'll be some guys that'll come after you, I swear to God, and I don't even need to tell them to. They just will because you're a fucking rude.
I'll tell them that you're gonna fuck them so that they'll leave me alone.
No, they won't.
Yeah, you will. You
no,
fuck
they
any,
won't.
You fuck everybody.
Huh?
You'd fuck anybody. Any man with a hard dick you would get with. And then
no,
even,
I wouldn't. Why are you saying that to me?
Well, even Reggie came over and got some pee today from you, you know?
Who?
Reggie.
Telling us to put a little Zappos.
You gave it up to Reggie. Yes, you did. You gave it up to Reggie. You gave him some of that stink.
How do I make you fuck off?
Thank you for holding.
I don't know. Well, it's, you know, you just gotta chill out. Maybe, you know, I'll get what I need. Honey.
Hi, thank you for calling Zappos.com.
Hey.
My name is Tabitha. How can I help you today?
I have Michelle on the phone, and she's being a dirty little girl. She wants me to get her something.
Okay.
Michelle. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Michelle. I have... What's your name?
Would you stop scaring me? I don't really need to... Don't talk to me like that. You're wrong.
You... Hey, look,
and
honey...
And I have a ton of guy friends, and we don't go fucking each other. I'm like... have like 100 friends on Facebook, and... I don't go around fucking all the guys I know, and the girls don't all run around fucking the guys that they know, and there's people who are just sensible friends. I mean, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're totally rude. You're rude, and you're scaring me.
Tabitha?
Mm-hmm?
Did you hear that?
How can I help you with Zappos?
Michelle, what
can... Why are you fucking with me or some girl talking about Zappos, dude? Could you fuck off?
Yeah, she wants you to hang up, stupid Zappos girl. Go to hell. Michelle's gonna have sex with
what
Reggie.
What are you doing? Don't fuck with me, dude.
Michelle's gonna fuck Reggie tonight again. He's coming back over.
No, he's not.
Okay.
What do you want me
have
to say? Like
night.
Benny or Georgie or Johnny or Maddie or Marky or what the fuck are you doing?
Jose.
Stop messing around. I'm sorry to the girl. You're scaring the girl that on me.
Yeah.
What is a girl like 21?
Did you fuck Jose?
Did you fuck off?
Did you fuck
Dude,
Jose?
Eddie, stop doing this.
Did you fuck Jose?
Huh?
Did you fuck Jose?
OJ?
Jose.
No, not Nicole Simpson, dude.
No,
you're
Jose.
Crazy.
Did you fuck Jose?
That OJ? You mean like OJ Simpson? OJ like orange juice?
Jose.
What the fuck are you talking about?
J-O-S-E. Jose.
No.
Oh, you didn't? All
nope.
Right. What about a Jose B?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right, what else? Are you going to delete this picture of you with your genitals hanging out?
I'm to put a little Zappos in your day.
Hello?
I'm Mary.
There is no picture of me with my genitals, and I bet you're going
to
piss off a lot of other women and men
Thank
besides
you for
me.
For quality insurance, this call...
Well, Michelle, there's nothing you can do about it, all right? Don't be a dirty little girl, a little bitch. Yeah.
You're weird, dude.
Hello?
I'm an adult. I'm age 42.
Listen.
Thank you for.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I've got Michelle on the line, and she has a cock.
Oh, she
does?
No,
I don't. That dude is doing prank calls. He's an idiot.
Michelle has
you guys can take guys.
All right, I'm
going
to let this phone call go.
Michelle has a penis.
No, I don't. That guy's doing a prank call right now.
No, I'm not. Don't say. Don't do that. Don't fuck up the calls. All right. Don't do that.
Shut up, dude. Why did you do this?
Don't be a bitch.
How do I make you shut up? Stop saying the bitch word.
You're stupid.
You don't really call people you're talking to. You don't really go, I say what the fuck, bitch, on Twitter, but I didn't say it to anybody.
Yeah.
You don't really say bitch to people that you're really dealing with, or yeah. Jerk, or dude. Stop fucking scaring me.
You know what? You're a cunt. And I can smell your cunt by looking at this picture. I can smell it.
That's nice. Yeah. Is it stinky or bad? What are you going to do? Come kill me? Are you like the Unabomber?
It smells like strawberries.
Do you work with a bunch of fucking little whores that read my Twitter?
Yeah.
I was bitching on Twitter, too. I was like, those little stupid candle cooling cunts. And it's like, smart people don't really, they wouldn't even really believe any of that or do that or react to that.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right.
I don't know any people like that, actually.
Hey, why don't you shut up?
And
I'm 42. Why don't you shut up? Why don't you sit there and shut up? Huh? Why don't you not talk so much? You'd like a stupid woman. And shut up and stop talking so much like a woman when that's drunk. You just sit there and be quiet, honey. All right? You sit there and you be pretty.
Who are you? Where do you work?
You just sit there and be pretty, honey, baby.
No, who are you and where do you work?
I don't know. Look, you got my number. My name's Eddie. You give me a call later, all right? We've been talking for too long. It's nice to meet
you. But why did you do all of this?
It'll make sense to you in the morning, okay?
No, it won't.
Yeah, well, give me a call tomorrow.
No, it won't.
Give me a call tomorrow.
No, it won't. No, it won't.
You got my phone
number.
It's
legal for me to drink some wine or beer. And a lot of people.
Wine and beer.
When I have a wine or a beer, do I need some psycho... Come talk.
Now it's a wine or a beer.
With me? What are you, an Al-Anon? What are you, a psycho for girls that are looked down, easy to fuck with? And I would look wide-eyed and cute with or without a beer as a child.
With an
was
old...
I drunk when I was a little girl? No. Am I drunk when I didn't drink? No. What are you, a fucking psycho for cute people walking around? Are you? Because that's what scares me.
You're not that cute. You're
and
old.
I already know what the porno industry is and entertainment or media or sex is. I live in Los Angeles and I'm from Los Angeles. I mean, it's like, come on, man. I mean, what are you doing?
You've been in a few pornos, haven't you?
No.
No? Okay. You got a good face for it, you know?
No, I don't. You probably do. Why don't you go do that instead of putting it on me?
Yeah, that's
and
right. Okay.
You're the last thing of my answer to God that I want. You didn't come here for give me 300.
All right, I can't anymore, dude. I mean, she keeps spitting out funny stuff, but how long has that been going on for? Good God.
Oh, 30, 40 minutes?
Fucking headache. She did. Oh, God. She's an annoying drunk woman right now. She has not had one beer. Then she was saying beer and wine just now. The longer I keep her on, the I love connecting her with people in the UK. He's like, shut up, no. This guy's fucking lying. Stop.
She's psycho.
Stop. Good God.
I think she knew that conversation in some weird codependent way.
I know. She's like, how do I make you shut up? I was like, all you gotta do is hang up.
Yeah.
Dummy. Yeah, but I'm looking at this picture of her on Facebook. Yeah, she looks pretty cute in this picture. I don't know if it really is.
Other one. She looks psycho on some of the other ones.
I only saw the one. Anyway. Wow. Maybe when she sobers up, I can call her back and have her come back on the show.
Yeah.
She was quite interesting. Anyway.
I cracked up with the when she got on music and she said, I know about this shit.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Someone just tried to call back in.
But it's her.
Might have been. Yeah. Did you try to call me?
Huh?
honey.
Yeah, you trying to call me bitch?
Calling her honey and baby and sweetie.
I'd love to know what Brian and his wife in the UK are talking about right now.
Okay. Well, those were Ken's. That was the last of your numbers, man, that I finally got a chance to get to, and that fucking took us in all the way to 2:43 in the morning here. Holy shit.
Yeah, but I think if you called her any earlier, she probably was fucking sober.
Yeah, it would not have been funny. As funny. Wow. Anyway. I'm going to call it a night, man. It's 3 in the morning just about. And I think we should end it on a high note. I think I successfully... I almost...
tears running down my face. It was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. Just it took a long time. Could have kept going. I probably could have kept her on for another hour.
Oh, shoot. Go on as long as you could.
Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. Well, there, Big Baz. See you later. Take it easy.
Right. Bye. Take care, man. Good
Thanks.
Show.
Thanks for being on. Yeah. All right, Ken. See you later, man. Bye.
Just remember, that's how you make friends. If you need a roommate, you post it on Craigslist.
Yeah, that's how she makes friends. Right. God. She really has a twisted way of making friends. Milkman. Milkman. Hey. Did we lose you during all that? Probably. That did take a long time, Milkman. Call him back. I'm sure we could do the whole thing where we call everyone. Why not?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, Brian? Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, we're calling everybody.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
This call.
Sorry, I'm unable to get a
reach. How you doing?
Your SMS notification will include your number. 7027571. Your SMS has been sent. Thank you for choosing T-Mobile VoiceMeter. Goodbye.
Hello, Michelle. Yeah, I have Michelle on the line here, and she wants to fuck.
No, I don't.
Okay, you guys just called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you hanging out with prank caller? Are you a real person? Why are you doing that? It's like do prank calling.
Okay. How can I help you? How can I help you?
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
I'm still here. How can I help you?
You can't. There's like some guy that called you on a third party call. He said his name is Eddie. He's kind of fucking around. It's not really, I don't think it's funny at all. I'm like, come on, don't do this to me ever. Sober, drunk, tired, awake, ever. It's really rude.
Have you started ignoring his phone calls?
No.
You guys have come around now. I would recommend maybe blocking his phone calls.
No.
Well, you should probably look into that if you don't want to talk to him. Okay.
Are you his friend? Why did he do this? I know he's listening on a third party call or something
like
that.
Your message has been saved. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
And these are recorded conversations. So yeah, I'd advise you.
Recorded conversations of what?
You guys calling it?
Somebody's answering my Craigslist ad and scaring me that I would never let live here. My ad is for roommates on Craigslist, and I'm a really nice woman and girl or anything. That's it.
Then you may want to
I'm sorry. Hello?
You may want to take that Craigslist down or maybe report the phone number that he called from.
No. I tried to call the phone number back, and it just had a girl barbling on the voicemail. So that's it.
Well, then
sorry, who are you? Where are you?
This is Zappos.com.
What are you, like a psychic hotline or something? Like, that's what I'd imagine. What are you?
We're an online retailer.
You're an online what?
Retailer.
An online retailer for what?
Clothing, boots, accessories, things of that nature.
Groping? What'd you say, tea? What'd you say?
Shoes, clothing, accessories, things of that nature.
Oh my god. There goes the sirens outside, outside. You can't fuck around here. And I'm like, don't fuck with me. And like, excuse my language, don't mess around. Mess. Screw around.
Was there anything I could help you with?
What company do you work for?
Zappos.com.
What?
Zappos.com.
Zappos?
Correct.
What is that?
An online retailer. Is there anything?
That's okay. What are you saying? Is it like sex or something? Is it a sexual nature, like sex toys or something?
Shoes and clothing are not sexual in nature, and I guess, but that's what we sell. Shoes, clothing, accessories, house goods.
Oh, no, there's not. No, there's some guy called me off an ad off Craigslist and connected me to you. I don't need anything from you. And I want to make sure, I don't want him to do that. He's like a punk. He's like a punk and a hacker. You know what, punker, hackers? Haven't you ever heard of punkers and hackers and shit like that? I'm like, punker, don't hate on me and hurt me. I'm trying to tell him. He said his name was Eddie. Like, Eddie, dude, don't do this to me. Don't fuck with me. I need to really live here. And I'm going to keep using ads on Craigslist. That's all. And I don't need anything from you. He's the one that connected the call of you to me, okay?
Okay.
If your boss is listening to this, like, could your boss help me? I mean, oh, my God, why does this guy Eddie do this? I'm like, gross, you know?
Yep, you should probably report him to the police. Okay.
Really? Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God, this is scary. I don't really appreciate that, having to record stuff for the police. Yeah, I don't.
Okay, well, these calls are recorded for that kind of
play it for your boss. Yeah, you can record everything I'm saying. I'm like, this guy named Medieval, I saw your ad. Your sexual organs are... I'm not naked. I know what sexual organs are. It means you're naked. I'm not naked. I don't really appreciate that. And, I'm sorry. I don't need anything from you or your company. And I'm sure he's sitting there. What is he, your friend or something?
I have no idea who this Eddie person is. But,
okay, his name's Eddie, and he's the one who put the call. I didn't directly dial my zip phone number to where you work. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Maybe you should stop answering for him, then.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm so sorry.
She said to call you. She told me to call you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm done with you. Thank you, though.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, cool. Holy shit. What the fuck? Oh. This, yeah. That lady's a trip. I almost hate to stop calling her because I don't think she's going to be like this when she sobers up. Unless she's just always drinking or always just kind of dumb like this. God. She is something else, man. Oh my God. What are you calling me? I knew she was going to stick with when all those calls went through. I knew when they all dropped out, Michelle was going to be there in the end. Sure enough, her and the fucking Zappos guy. That's recorded on like four different people's voicemails and answer machines right now. Most of them in the UK. I really probably should save that number. That lady was a trip. Anyway, Milkman didn't answer during that, so we're just going to have to move on without him. This has been Madhouse Radio Machine for April 28th. Moving into April 29th. Yeah, I want to thank everyone who sent the numbers tonight, including Fizz Hiffy. I didn't get to your numbers. Sorry, sir or ma'am. The Pablotron sentence number, I believe, and I didn't get to it. Tabachi also contributed. Again, apologies to all the numbers I didn't get. But a big thanks to Big Ken for sending in numbers, including that crazy last lady we just talked to. Of course, Lonesome Loser sent in a lot of numbers as he normally does. He does a good job all the time. Love you, man. You're the man. And Big Ice Goose for sending in those numbers. That helped out. Major Chaos also sending in a number tonight. Thank you, sir. And everyone who was here in the chat room with us, give yourselves a nice pat on the back. Thanks for tuning in live. Be sure to catch MadhouseLive.com for more updates, podcasts, prank calls, etc. Post on the forums when you get a chance. And other than that, Blue Planet Prank Radio, thanks for having us on, as well as Brad and Cacti Radio. Show's Friday night here on Madhouse Radio. Friday night's By the Fire with Ice Goose and the others. And Saturday shows as well. Brent Westwood show with Dirty Aaron and RBCP's show occasionally. And then we're here next Sunday. All right, good. Bye, guys. Have a good night. Have a good week.